more ATMs in more locations today. Call Fargo the next day for Fargo Bank and a member of Go-To.
What you getting your dad for Father's Day?
A calculator wristwatch, see?
How productive he'll be. I got mine this, the Palm One Trio 600 from AT&T Wireless. He'll be able to access emails, make and receive phone calls, browse the wireless web, take and send pictures, and it's Palm-powered so he can manage his calendar. And because it's on the AT&T Wireless network, I'll be giving him these, too.
Wow, pretty impressive signal bars.
Yep, with double the GSM GPRS coverage, he'll be able to do more and more places with these.
They're big, all right.
Yeah.
How are you going to wrap them?
Get the Trio 600 on our best network ever and save $100 after instant rebate. Start with a mobile data plan at $19.99, then add our GSM America National $39.99 calling plan. You'll get hundreds of anytime minutes plus nationwide long distance and no roaming charges coast to coast. The Trio 600 is available now at all AT&T wireless stores or call 1-866-4AWS-B2B. How many bars do you have?
$36 activation and $175 early termination fees, OAC. Coverage includes owned and roam areas. $1.75 monthly regulatory program fee and other charges and restrictions apply.
I'm Tommy Daniels. You can put the Bruins back in the closet this weekend. Details next on the tip.
NTB, National Tire and Battery. It is our belief that today, NTB has the finest tire and service facilities in the entire United States. NTB offers Michelin, Pirelli, BF Goodrich, Uniroyal, Goodyear, and more. Tire prices start at $16.99. There's Monroe Shocks, Pennzoil Oil, Ray Vestas Brakes, and X-Side Batteries. Our technicians are professionals, providing oil changes, alignment, balance, brake jobs, doing them right the first time. Name brand tires are guaranteed to cost less at NTB than at any other tire store, or your tires are free. At NTB, you deal with the finest and most customer-caring tire and service company in America. For your nearest NTB store, phone 1-800-NEW-TIRE. NTB, we ask only a chance to earn your business.
Dallas-Fort Worth's tickets. Ticket Ticker!
Texas Rangers found the St. Louis Cardinals not quite as friendly as the boys from the Steel City. After sweeping the Pirates earlier this week, the Rangers ran into a red-hot St. Louis Cardinal team last night.
They've got a lot of great things going for them, and a guy that I think is good as there is managing, Tony La Russa, and too many outs in that lineup. We're going to have our work cut out for us.
New York Yankees pitcher Kevin Brown underwent an MRI exam, CT scan, and x-rays on his lower back Friday, and results revealed nothing more than a strain. The team feared Brown was suffering from a herniated disc. The IRL race is going on tonight out at the Texas Motor Speedway. Al Unser Jr. is one of those hopeful drivers looking to cash in on a little Gossage money, along with Buddy Rice.
Other than that one start in 2002 where I had a chance of having a good performance, this is going to be the first time I've been able to come back here and have a shot.
Buddy Rice won, of course, the Indy 500 this year. Next ticker coming up at 10:10, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Tommy Daniels, reminding you to remember the time you spent listening to the T-Box, Saturdays, 8 to 10, on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Joe Pool Lake. Is it a pool or is it a lake? Find out today at the Dodge Chrysler Jeep Summer Bash, beginning at noon and brought to you by AT&T Wireless and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
9:51 on the ticket. We'll send you out to Summer Bash and the Rant as they will broadcast from there. Be broadcasting there all day as the Ticket Sports Saturday will take up after that. And that's going on at Joe Pool Lake. And they have time wasters later on, a big volleyball tournament. Good time had by all. And it should be about 92 degrees today. So good stuff.
Is that almost like perfect weather or something like that?
Yeah. That's it, as long as you got water nearby.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. 92, and I know you like warmer weather than colder, so
yeah.
Probably good for you. The Avid Golfer magazine, the new one, is out, so be sure to take a look at that. It's at a golf course near you. Also, all the medical offices and some of the fine, restaurants.
Say. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I want to thank Jason and Tommy Daniels for being a part of the show today. And let's see, we're going to make our three picks.
Yeah,
for the U.S. Open. What we'll do is we'll just take total strokes.
Okay.
Unless, if you miss the cut, how do you want to handle that?
you have the lowest score of the lowest guy. So, like, if the lowest guy's 15 over after he makes a cut, then you have that score.
Yeah, if somebody misses a cut.
I mean, the highest.
So yeah, the highest. Okay. You want to go first? I know what my three are.
I know what my three are, too. Can we overlap? Or?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
So you're going to take...
Well, I'm definitely... I think a Foreigner's going to win this year. It's time for Foreigner to win.
Now, we've had six straight first-time major winners.
Yes. And one of my picks, or actually two of my picks, would be first-time major winners. First off, I'm going to take Tiger. I still think Tiger's got what it takes to win this thing, and he showed me at Memorial that he can hit the ball straight.
Okay.
So my first pick's going to be Tiger. My second pick is the winner of the Byron Nelson Golf Classic, Sergio Garcia. Just the way he's hitting the ball and the fact that he's playing so well, and I think he's pretty darn determined to win his first major. So,
okay.
As much as you're not a big fan of his, I think he's going to have a good event.
Mm-hmm.
And then my third pick is Patrick Harrington.
Okay.
Who I think is the best player overseas right now, and
he's underrated.
Yeah, I think he's got a lot.
All right, and I'm going to go with an all foreign team.
How about that?
I'm going to go with Ernie Els.
Uh-huh.
I'm going with Patrick Harrington.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going with Retief Goosen.
See, now, Retief Goosen to me,
I think
good player.
He's a good player,
but the thing about Retief Goosen to me is he is one of the shortest hitters. And I think you get to a point where that hurts you at some... As short as he is, that's got to hurt you at some point.
6,900 yards is not a terribly long course. And I think if you keep it in the fairway, the guys that do hit it long are going to be long and wayward more times than they're going to be in the fairway.
Is he playing this week?
I think he is. No, I don't think he is. And I was looking at that because remember I was saying that most of the top 10 players in the world were playing this week. I didn't see him.
He is not playing this week.
Okay. But interesting, none of us picked Vijay.
Well, you know
what? None of us picked Davis Love, and none of us picked Phil Mickelson.
It's the thing about, I actually thought about Mickelson, but until this week, where he's playing pretty well this week, he hasn't really done much since the Masters except had a good time.
Yeah.
And
I have a little hangover with
him. Yeah, I think he's still probably having a little bit of a hangover. But I did think about Els. I didn't think about Ting because this is the first event that he's done well in. The Tigers played in since this year. I mean, the last few events, he won whenever Tiger wasn't playing. He won New Orleans. He won. Did he win Houston? He won Houston and New Orleans, right?
Mm-hmm. I think.
Tiger wasn't in them. All of a sudden, Tiger comes to Nelson. He falls apart. Tiger comes to Memorial. He falls apart. Tiger's not in this event. He's tied for second.
Yeah.
So, to me, he's got a...
I think he makes
a stigma against Tiger.
He might be trying a little too hard. To beat Tiger.
It
he's only
be.
Fixated on him, and you know I don't think Tiger cares. I think Tiger's only trying to play himself.
So I don't think he's got very much. And you know what? The other guy I really thought about, but I just don't know what he's got in his game. Obviously, he's one of the top players in the world. Is Davis Love III. But I just, you know, I like my picks.
Mm-hmm. I like mine. So we only have one crossover, and that's Patrick Harrington.
Right.
He took Tiger, and I did not.
You took L's, right?
Yeah. It's going to be fun, nevertheless. And this is one of the times I really wish we had a TV in our office.
Yeah.
Because I really missed the first two rounds because you see some... The guys you'll see on the weekend are playing the best golf that week.
Right.
And, yeah, you might see a couple train wrecks. But the most fun is the first two rounds. Because you'll find guys that just are leaking oil all over. And they're four-putting and they're... And they're getting quintuples and sextuple bogeys and all that. And it's just one of those tournaments that when I was at the Nelson, and I did about 15 interviews just for the magazine. And I asked everybody, if you had to win one major, what would it be? Nobody said the PGA.
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't think they would.
I mean, you're glad to win it, but I'm not sure. And I think that's just a great thing to get the monkey off your back. I don't think David Toms is completely overjoyed that he won it.
Right. By the way, somebody I considered as my top...
David Toms?
Yeah.
He missed a cut this week.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
I eliminated him because he missed a cut this week.
Yeah. But the U.S. Open was ranked right there with the Masters. And the British Open, if you were a foreign player, they really like that. And I think the biggest problem with the British Open, we're not terribly familiar with the courses. They look terrible on TV.
Right.
TV does not do those courses justice. And I haven't been over to see them in person, but they all look terrible.
Yeah.
And you know, George Denham always says it looks like a goat ranch. Well, it does on TV.
Yeah.
It just looks like they haven't watered it in years. You can't stop it anywhere. The Masters is, you know, it's the first event of the year. It's familiar. It's pretty. But the U.S. Open is just, it's like watching a triathlon.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to win. You just don't know how much, you know, two years ago when Stuart Sink and Goosen and Mark Brooks were all
right
there at the end. Sink missed a two-footer to even get in the playoff.
And
Goosen almost four-putted.
Right.
And then Brooks didn't do anything in the playoff against Goosen. But that was just...
Well, Brooks was going home.
Yeah.
Remember, he was sitting up and going home. And,
yeah.
By the way, I don't know if you noticed, Brooks has changed clubs again. Here's a guy...
He's playing okay this year.
He's really trying to find something. But he's got three separate different types of irons in his bag. His 3 and 4 iron are one brand of clubs. His 5, 6, and 7 are another brand of clubs. His 8, 9 and pitching wedge are another type of clubs. And then he's got his regular wedges.
Huh. You know what? People do anything.
Yeah.
By the way, it was the 10th hole at the Fazio course I played this week, Colorado. 231 yards. 5 iron. Left it 3 inches from the cup. Closest I'd ever caught into a hole-in-one. And what was cool about it, there must have been 10, 15 people watching. Because we made the turn, so people were coming out of the clubhouse, meeting some people. Players are out there, and a lot of the workers are out there. They had to do something on the hole. And that thing was tracking, baby. And so I'm thinking,
231 yards, too.
231 yard, 5 iron. I mean, altitude, it was a little downhill. And the altitude, as Greg Norman says, the altitude adds 11%.
So you're talking about 25 yards.
Yep.
So
which is about right.
200-yard shot.
Yeah, especially with a little bit elevated tee.
Right.
It was, as time was standing still, man, I was thinking, okay, how am I going to describe this one, you know, and all that. Because that's close to ever came to a hole-in-one, ever. Ever.
Really?
I've come closer to a double eagle than I have a hole-in-one.
You know, most of the hole-in-ones are not, how many times you hold out of the fairway?
I think once.
That's it?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. So... You know,
I've held that.
I remember
one of the best players of the guys I play with got his first hole-in-one. He's 51 years old. He played in the U.S. Senior Open, qualified U.S. Senior last year. And he got his first hole-in-one. He said he holed out from the fairway 24 times.
Really?
And he never had a hole-in-one. He finally had one last year.
Interesting.
Isn't it? Must be a stigma about it or something.
I can't imagine. I don't know. I mean, I'm not that enamored with the hole-in-one because I think it's more luck than anything else. Even if you're a really good golfer, I don't think anybody's really planning on getting a hole-in-one or even holding it in from the fairway. I think they're trying to keep it on one side of the green or the hole the other to give themselves
right.
The best putt. I almost think a hole-in-one's a miss.
It's a
really good miss.
It's some luck, but you also have to be a good enough golfer to be in position to...
Depends. On a par 3, no. Par 3, you can hit a worm burner all the way up there. You can hit a tree. You can do whatever.
Well, but you do, well, that's new. You do have to get some, a 231 yard hole, you're not going to worm burn it up there.
Right.
You're going to hit the ball, you got to get the ball somewhere close.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
It is a little bit of a luck. I mean, that 3 inches, the hole was 3 inches over.
Right.
You know,
I know.
Or then you have something like Nicklaus where the ball hits the bottom of the hole and it pops out like you did.
That was incredible.
Week.
Yeah, I hit the metal part of the plastic insert.
One of the coolest things I'd ever seen was, you know, it's in. Oh, my God, it's not.
In one, out in one.
Yeah.
So, interesting.
You know, it's the hole-in-one is a big thrill for anybody who gets one. That ball goes in the hole. I mean, that would have been a whole segment this week. You talked about it all week.
Again, because there were so many people there, given for a typical round of golf.
Right.
You know, usually you're hitting it, and it's like that commercial they show at the USGA. They'll show it again this year where the little kid hits hole-in-one, and he looks around, nobody's around until the greenkeeper drives up. You ever seen that one?
No.
Yeah. And that's my biggest fear, is actually playing around by myself to go review a course or whatever, get a hole-in-one, and nobody's there, and you kind of sigh.
One of my buddies went out and took his 3-year-old son out, and second hole, he hits a hole-in-one. nobody believes him.
Uh-huh.
Nobody believes him because usually when he goes out and plays by himself, he hits three or four balls at a time.
Right.
So maybe he did put one in. We all thought, you know, maybe he did put one in, but what ball was that that he hit? How many balls did he hit under the green before that one went in?
You know, there's something else that came up. The one club came up because about 5-6 years ago, it was during the silly season, and I had seen a thing on Lee Trevino and Seve Ballesteros play one club at St. Andrews, and
she right.
even a one over par. So I thought it'd be kind of fun. And I always thought there'd be somebody out there put a $5 million purse, get the top 30 money winner, get one club and have at it, and be fun to watch. Well, on Thursday, I played golf at the pro on one of the Fazio course, and every once in a while you'll hit a what you think is a perfect shot and something wrong happens, so you throw down another ball, right?
Right.
And that shot is just always pure, and you never even think about it, and it's tracking, and the same thing with putts. You very rarely miss the same putt twice. I wonder if you talk to top 10 ranked golfers in the world, and you gave them two shots on each shot,
and had a tournament,
what would they shoot?
Well, you know what? If you also let them putt twice?
Yeah, everything.
Oh, rounds would be ridiculous.
You think? Because I'm thinking
if you just went to the pros and said, you know what? We're going to let you hit two putts on every shot. Every time you have a putt, I'll let you hit.
Forget the fairways and
forget everything
and
else.
Approaches.
Just let them putt twice. And how many times do they look at it and say, wow, that broke a little bit differently, and they get a second shot at it? Come on. Or they miss. How much would Robert Dameron like to have that four footer back?
But I'm wondering if it'd even be worthwhile watching. But I always think about that.
By the way, interesting, in Aspen Glen Golf Club.
Mm-hmm. Kind of near where it was, I guess.
Yeah, they've become a 17-hole golf course.
Because?
Did you read this?
No.
Because a family of bald eagles is nesting in a pine tree overlooking the 10th tee.
And it's private wetlands?
First time in 26 years that eagles have ever nested there, but when they built the course, they put an agreement saying if eagles ever nested, they'd close the course.
Really?
So, yeah.
That sucks. So, I think the buyer didn't know that.
So,
did they go scare them off?
Well, it says that the possibility bald eagles would resume nesting there existed before the course was built, resulting in an agreement between the private club and the Colorado Division of Wildlife to shut down a hole if the event ever occurred. Because, obviously, they're still endangered, and human presence would scare them off
sure.
or whatever. So, Jack Nicklaus designed golf courses. Very nice. It's expensive to join. Close 17 holes till the babies go away.
They're not going to build another hole?
No. If they nest there every year and become a permanent 17-hole golf course.
You do see a lot of that. I saw a lot of eagles.
Did
a lot
you
of
really?
Hawks. Yeah. And they circle. And they circle actually fairly low.
A lot more wildlife than I ever saw out there.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. And it kind of takes your mind off in case you're skanking it or even if you're hitting it good.
Okay, another one that we have time for this.
Okay.
You were just talking about the one club.
Mm-hmm.
The Old School Open in California, the Tamika Hills Golf and Country Club.
Where's that at?
It's in Temecula.
Yeah,
California.
Lives up there. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Had a big fire out there a while ago.
All right, they'll be required to play with woods made from wood.
Okay.
Forged blade irons.
Okay.
Steel shafts.
Right.
And either a blade or mallet putter without mm-hmm. perimeter weighting.
Okay.
And they'll have to play the same model ball.
All right. I like it. You know, I bet the Masters does that too.
The idea is to experience golf the way our heroes did.
Tiger Woods said if he hits a persimmon on the screws versus a metal driver on the screws, they go to pretty much the exact same distance. It's the degree of the miss. The miss on a persimmon is much worse.
Is that right?
Yeah, it doesn't have the forgiveness. And I think Tiger wanted to do that one time. He kind of wanted to go back to the old school and try the old forge. And you know what? I've read this time and time again. That Jack Nicklaus, because he was sponsored by, he endorsed McGregor,
right?
People have said that played back in the day with him, that affiliation with Jack cost him probably 6 to 7 majors and maybe 20 extra tournaments. They said the short iron, because he was notorious, they said a bad short iron player. Nicklaus was.
Uh-huh.
Great driver, long iron, awesome, pretty good putter. But his short game was not that great. Two reasons. One, they said the short irons from McGregor sucked. They might have been the worst clubs ever produced.
And two, the McGregor balls that he used were the absolute worst balls ever manufactured.
How about that?
And they might get one out of 20 that were actually round.
By the way, speaking of Jack, I found it interesting. You know, Norm gave Tiger Woods a really hard time for saying that he wouldn't play Colonial.
Right.
And I think Norm was way off base because...
Me too.
Tiger will never... Year 2000, when Tiger was on fire, he wouldn't play Colonial. And Norm says, you know what, he's cowardice because why don't you just say he's not playing well or something, which is not true.
They don't like it. There's courses we don't play because we don't like it.
Jack Nicklaus dissed Colonial.
Yeah.
He says, well, it's not right for me. I'm not playing that course.
And let me tell you something. Norm, as much as we love him, if he was going to a racetrack that, if he had to go to a racetrack that he couldn't win to save his life, he wouldn't go back there.
No.
I mean, there's options. There's choices out there. And as Tiger said, as long as you're an independent contractor, you have the choice to do whatever you want.
There you go.
All right. That's going to put a wrap on the T-Box. Thanks a lot. We're going to send you out to the rant and Joe Pool Lake, where the Summer Bash will be commencing shortly. So thanks to Tommy Daniels and Jason. So I'm Craig Rosengarten. I'm Rick Arnett. Thanks for listening to the T-Box. The rant will be up next from Joe Pool Lake.
This is The Ticket. KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTDK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger.
Special Summer Bash edition of Tickets for Saturday. I'm Rich Phillips, and Kevin Scott and I will be live at Lloyd Park on Joe Pool Lake from noon to 4 today. All of your favorite ticket hosts will join us throughout the afternoon to discuss their favorite issues of the sport, like the Rhines on the Rangers, Junior Miller in the NBA Finals, and maybe we'll even break out the Throwdown News Desk with the Jubinator. It's a very special Tickets for Saturday from noon to 4 today at Joe Pool Lake.
Tickets for Saturday!
www.thetickets.com. People call me Wonder Boy because I wonder a lot. For instance, I wonder, if Father really knows best, how come I always get lost and then never ask for directions? Speaking of fathers, I wonder if you've heard that this June, participating On the Run stores and Exxon locations have great deals in honor of both Father's Day and Graduation Day. This June, get a $25 wireless refill card, and you'll also get to pick a cell phone accessory free. Choose from On the Run's great selection of faceplates, hands-free headsets, chargers, and belt clips, just for picking up a $25 wireless refill card. So surprise your dads and grads with a gift of wireless communication from On the Run. Who knows? Maybe Dad can even use the phone to call for directions every once in a while.
How do we know people on the move like great wireless deals? Because at On the Run and Exxon, we're drivers, too. Offer good at participating On the Run stores and Exxon locations through June 30th and while supplies last.
Stop by participating On the Run stores at Exxon locations for a deal. A refreshing 32-ounce fountain drink for a cool 52 cents, plus tax where applicable. And don't forget to pay with SpeedPass. It gets you in and out fast.
Silver City, the club for men, voted best club in the South and awarded best entertainers for 2003. Come join us for lunch at Silver City from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Now featuring a $6 gourmet lunch menu. $10 steak and shrimp all day Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Come see me. 350 domestic beers and 375 shot specials. Can't make it in for lunch or stuck in traffic? Stop by for happy hour from 4 to 7 and enjoy our complimentary buffet.
Come see me.
And did we mention the most beautiful entertainers around?
Ooh, yeah.
Remember, no cover charge all day. Silver City is conveniently located on the northwest corner of I-35 and Mockingbird. Just minutes from downtown, uptown, North Dallas, and the surrounding cities. For more information, call 214-689-8989 or visit us at silvercityclub.com. Silver City is a private club, free membership available.
Come see me at Silver City.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, we're going to be hanging out this weekend at the beach house.
Dining room table for 10, $650.
Sure, you can bring your kids. Bring them all out to my beach house.
Pool toys, $74.
Well, this Sunday at the beach house, we're going to be having a big barbecue at my beach house.
Outdoor grill, $210.
You have got to see our beach house. It's right on the beach.
Being able to say our beach house and meaning it, priceless. There are some things money can't buy. For everything else, there's debit MasterCard.
Use your Texans Credit Union Texans check card with the MasterCard logo from June 1st to July 31st, and you'll have a chance to win a weekend house on Cape Cod, the California coast, or almost anywhere in between. And every time you use your Texans Credit Union Texans check card on the weekend, you have two chances to win. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited. PIN-based and international transactions not eligible. N-73104. Grand prizes awarded as one-time payments of $250,000 each. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 or older. For rules and alternate entry details, call 1-800-MC-ASSIST.
Hey now, Mike Reiner of The Hardline here with a message for everyone who has a car payment. Autoflex Leasing, the nation's number one auto leasing company, has a way that you can save 30 to 50% off your car payment, you can drive a better, newer car, and you can do it all over the phone. It's called the Flex Lease, a lease so incredible that depending on the lease term, you can get a new car every 3 years. Autoflex Leasing compares 50 different lease programs on every car, not just one or two like the others. Nobody has more lease programs. No one has better lease programs than Autoflex Leasing. One easy call to 234-1234 in either the 972 or 817 area code, and you'll be in touch with the only company you'll ever need for your next car, truck, van, or sport utility vehicle. Once again, the number in either the 972 or 817 area code is 234-1234. And remember, nobody can lease you a new car better than Autoflex Leasing. Nobody.
I'm Tommy Daniels. The Rangers hoping to keep it under a touchdown tonight. We'll talk about that next on the Six.
NTB, National Tire and Battery. It is our belief that today, NTB has the finest tire and service facilities in the entire United States. NTB offers Michelin, Pirelli, BF Goodrich, Uniroyal, Goodyear, and more. Tire prices start at $16.99. There's Monroe Shocks, Pennzoil Oil, Ray Bestis Brakes, and Exide Batteries. Our technicians are professionals, providing oil changes, alignment, balance, brake jobs, doing them right the first time. Name brand tires are guaranteed to cost less at NTB than at any other tire store, or your tires are free. At NTB, you deal with the finest and most customer-caring tire and service company in America. For your nearest NTB store, phone 1-800-NEW-TIRE. NTB, we ask only a chance to earn your business.
The Ticket.
The Rangers look to even the series with the Cards tonight at the ballpark. Texas sends Ryan Dries through the hill against Chris Carpenter. First pitch is set for 7:05. The Indy Rays make a stop in Fort Worth tonight at the Motor Speedway. Plano's own Greg Ray, hoping for a little home court advantage. Ray talked with Norm earlier this week about the greatness of the IRL.
Not only really do you have to be an excellent driver, but I think you have to put yourself in a position of networking with people and companies and teams. There's a lot of politics, in the sport.
The Rough Riders leave the friendly confines of Dr. Pepper 7 at ballpark for the Alamo City today. Frisco opens a series against the Mission tonight in San Antonio. Our next ticker at 10:30, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Tommy Daniels, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturdays, 10 to noon, on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
This is The Ticket. KTPK, Dallas-Fort Worth, KTPK, Sherman-Denison, KTPK, Sanger.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And we are out live at Joe Pool Lake. I'm Gordon Keith along with Corby Davidson and Gen X Davey Lane. Collectively, we are known as The Rant.
I can't see the lake from here.
Well, you don't need to, David, because the lake is flooded. There's like a lot of water in it right now.
I think that's good for lakes.
Oh, I thought it was too.
Lakes need water.
Yeah, you have to water them pretty frequently. But we're up just beyond the tree line from the lake. We got
what?
The big setup out here. It just
okay. Tree line.
Huh? Yeah, the line of trees. I'm sorry.
Right.
I don't even want to broadcast anymore. I'm trying, okay? I'm just trying, and you guys aren't.
You're good at it. Keep going.
Why are you reading a magazine upside down?
I'm not. Huh. Oh, the back of it's upside down.
Fake cover on the
weird.
Back.
Look at that. That's Anna Nicole Smith.
Gosh, she looks great.
Look at this. Look at that.
Back to her prime. You know, she's got to have stretch marks like crazy, though. They've
you know what, though? Can you imagine, because you guys watched that show, or at least an episode of it or so.
Just how giant, disgusting she was?
Yeah. Could you ever fight through the fact that she was that big?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that she was so knocked out on drugs that she couldn't even speak.
She probably still is.
I know. So could you deal with that?
I would have the only difficulty I would have is if I were, like, seriously in love with the girl and thought I might marry her.
Afraid she'd balloon back up?
Yeah, I would afraid that she'd have a relapse and balloon up again. That's how shallow I am.
Gosh, David. Come on, rise above it. You'd fall in love with her personality, wouldn't you? You seem like a great person.
Yeah, she's a beautiful human.
Yes, is the answer to the Anna Nicole question. When she is thinned down, she's one of the most beautiful women of all time.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
Look at this picture of her. She's gorgeous.
She is.
Does she have real boobs?
Yeah.
What?
I thought they were real.
T-Bar,
who knows everything about porn that Big Dick doesn't know.
T-Bar wearing the white trash blue jean shorts. And I bet you, do you have a belt on, T-Bar? Do you have a belt on?
Yeah. Yeah.
It'd be more white trash if you weren't wearing the belt. But anyway, so we're out here at Joe Pool Lake for the Ticket Summer Bash. We do this only once every year. And this is going to be a big time out here. I'm very excited about this.
I brought my swim gear, Gordon, but I don't see the lake. Have we covered that yet?
We have been instructed by management not to defeat.
I think it's behind us.
Oh, okay.
Maybe like 50 yards.
Okay.
No, it's that way.
I'm just going to run until I hit water.
I am too. I'm going to run so hard.
What?
Huh? Ooh, I forgot Ticket Chicks are going to be out here. You know what that means.
And bikinis?
Guess who gets seen in a bikini?
Claudia.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I wasn't going to go. I didn't know, but I was going somewhere else, so that's cool.
Oh, jeez. Claudia, who Corby claims will end his marriage because he's so obsessed with her.
No, end my life.
Yeah, Corby has had plenty of girls that will end his marriage, but Claudia the first one that I've ever heard him say would end his life.
Right.
Why are you so obsessed with her?
Does the fact that she is from Romania have anything to do with it?
Yeah, that has about 99% to do with it.
The other 1% being mammary gland?
Right. Half percent one and half percent the other. I think that's what they're full up to is half and half.
Oh, my gosh. That's the kind of great comedy you're going to find out here at Joe Pool Lake.
Thank you.
For the Tickets Summer Bash.
So do you think Anna Nicole has had, like...
If you want directions, go to theticket.com. I'm sure we have them online.
Yeah,
it's really easy. Just if you're on...
Is it? We got turned around.
Well,
if you're on the internet, type www. And
it's just off of 20, take...
Searchengine.com.
Take 360 south, and when you get to Raglan, take a left, and then come into Lloyd Park. So my question about Anna Nicole, do you think that she's had excess flesh cut off her body?
Does she have the kind of cash? Did she ever get that settlement from Howard J. Pierce or J. Howard Pierce or whatever? Did that come to fruition? Remember, that was what the whole show was about. She's running around with her lawyer who was basically, that was his one client. Because he knew once she got paid that $100 million, then he got paid too. And they're both done forever.
She's got a lot of money outside of that.
No. Well, I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't think that the E! Network paid her all that much. It was just kind of to get her name back into the spotlight.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know. I want to say she reached a settlement with that old dude's son.
I haven't heard anything, though. And that's been like 2 years.
Yeah, and if Corby hadn't heard anything, then
he's E! News.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all over it, man. All I do is read that kind of stuff. It's fun, too. Where's the beer?
All right, are you ready to pop open a beer?
All right,
I need food first.
Let's just say, hypothetically.
Hey, Anna.
I couldn't fight through that. And I couldn't fight through pig snop.
He said pig snop.
Pig snop?
Yes.
When she asked her son what he ate for dinner.
And he said pizza.
Pizza. And she responded,
pig snop.
Pig snop.
Yeah, what do you eat?
People make that mistake all the time. It's hard on some telephone connection.
Yeah.
Pig snob.
Yes, that's what pigs eat.
I get pig snob takeout like twice
a
week.
You ever had pig snob on rye?
It's great.
The kosher pickle.
All right, Dave. Let's just say you're a pretty solid drinker.
I would
as
say
you proved
that.
Last night.
Yeah.
Let's just.
I hunched over the bushes.
Will you please detail your evening last night?
I don't know that
a
I want to.
Slight modification.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to.
Come on, it's funny.
Let's say that you started drinking right now at 10:30, and we have to leave. Let's say we leave here at 10:30 tonight. So 12 hours of drinking.
He could do it.
And you drink two beers an hour.
Two beers
at a
case. No, there's no way.
What do you mean no
yes,
way?
Yes, you could.
Like, no way in what way?
Yes, you could, because you'll be losing a beer an hour through metabolism. So what would that be by the end
and
of it? Only 12 beers.
I'd lose the other one out my wiener.
Right.
Sure, dude.
Do you think you would pass out?
Dump that.
It's too late now.
Do you think you'd pass out, or do you think you'd vomit?
Oh, God.
I've already set the precedent for vomiting.
Yeah, I know.
So did you vomit last night due to your enjoyment of life?
Yes, I did. I did. It was unexpected.
I'm sure you didn't plan it.
Didn't mean for it to happen.
When's the last time you vomited?
The last time I vomited.
From alcohol.
Gosh, I don't know. Years.
Like 10 years?
I'm so proud. I feel like
maybe.
I'm 18 again.
Maybe. It may have been 10 years. When was the last time I vomited due to alcohol? It may have been 10 years ago.
Mine was.
What's the over-under on how many people that come out to Summer Bash today that will vomit due to alcohol?
I guarantee you that 1% will vomit. God, if every 100 people...
We should have a ticket t-shirt for the first person who vomits.
Yeah, change of shirts,
yeah.
Basically.
I vomited when I was 19, and I remember it to this day because I vomited... We had this bar was closing down, and we knew the owner, and so it was like a big knockdown drag-out party. And so I'm out there, like, throwing up.
At 19?
Yes.
He was serving you.
Yeah. Huh. And, by the way, he went to jail and was subsequently shot to death.
Oh.
Well.
Certainly a happy story.
Glad there was a happy ending.
Yeah, it is summertime. We are having fun.
So I'm out there. I'm 19. You know, whatever. I had, like, 500 beers.
So hot.
So this girl.
Like, 500 beers.
I mean, it's awesome. So this girl who's totally hot.
Totally into me.
She's holding the back of my head while I'm vomiting.
Your long, fat, curly hair?
Yeah. You know? And I vaguely remember it, but one of the next things I remember is me mugging down with her.
Gross!
With vomit mouth?
Yes!
You know, that vomit mouth was a deal breaker in a relationship I had.
Really?
I dated a girl, and we went out to a party one night. She got annihilated. And then, you know, we went back to my place, and she ended up vomiting all night. And then the next morning, she hadn't brushed her teeth, and she wanted to cuddle.
Okay, cuddle.
Well, yeah, that's just cuddling, though.
Here's my song.
Uh-oh, is it about you?
Yeah. I was only 19. Oh. A vomit in the alley. Oh. She was holding my head up. She was so freaking hot. A vomit in her mouth. It's a great song. Why
so you wouldn't
not
even,
a hit?
You wouldn't even cuddle? It's a hit with your wife. Doesn't your wife always get all turned on listening to these guys?
Well, I like them probably more than she does. This is a great pop song.
Yeah, but it makes you a little gay the way you were just dancing to it.
So you
in a movie.
So you mugged down with this girl with
vomit
mouth?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she was really good looking too, and it was not an hour afterwards that we started mugging down.
Well, hey, that's her
problem.
At least it wasn't your problem.
Yeah.
At least it wasn't immediately after. There was
and that's
a
food you've had before, showing you're willing to eat it, so.
So your former food came out your top half.
Right. It wasn't future doo-doo. It was future vomit.
But you didn't know that when eating it.
Absolutely not. I had an idea.
You just knew it was former food. You didn't know what.
I had an idea. So then I was so disgusted.
Body would compress it into a briquette.
Briquette.
Or make chili out of it.
I'm not a fan of vomiting. Like, it repulses me. And so,
who is?
Well, and so for all those years, like,
I never feel more alive than when I have neck strain.
No, I know guys like that don't mind doing it.
They don't mind vomiting.
No, it's no big deal.
And you would call them fans of vomiting. Like, they have vomit pennants hung up in their room, and
I don't know,
they go
like
to all the vomit concerts.
The vomit national championship pennant or anything. Pennants. No one has pennants anymore. So I swore after that I'd never vomit again because it just repulsed me so much. So all those
years... How can you make that promise to yourself?
I just wouldn't drink that much.
No.
So all those years, Dave, of just excess from...
Or X.
Whatever. I always stopped. I knew my limit before
X-X.
I would vomit. I knew when that time...
You knew your vomit threshold.
Yes. I was smart that way, Gordon. But then I broke that seal... Only like 3 years ago, or 4 years ago, Scott Strong, the Bones program director, at his 40th birthday party, if you remember being there.
Of course I don't remember because he doesn't invite me to things.
No, it was Dave and I were there.
Yeah.
Taking shots at the bar. And then I woke up on my floor at my apartment.
Yeah, wasn't there a bartender that was buying us shots?
Yeah, it was all free. Everything, anything in that bar was free.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
And here I was at the age of like 29, still feeling like I was 18. If it was free, then I had to have more than anyone else.
Scott Strong's like 45 now?
Yeah. Yeah. 44 maybe?
Wow.
Yeah. Older.
He's still hot though.
He is. He looks good for his age.
Okay, so David, now your most recent vomiting was last night.
Yeah.
And you told us a little bit of this story in the car on the way here, and we have to share it with the P1 next.
Okay.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Appearing for the first time since the last time, the Ticket Time Waster. It's the final stop of their 2004 tour. You'll hear Jub Jub screaming Junior Miller and the Old Gray Wolf. The Ticket Time Wasters, live on stage at the Dodge Chrysler Jeep Summer Bash at Lloyd Park in Grand Prairie, tonight at 7:30. Some songs may cause irritation, dizziness, or diarrhea.
As a fan of the pickup truck, it is the car of choice for me. It's the last two cars I've actually bought were pickup trucks, two different brands, two different companies, and so when Toyota said, hey, why don't you test drive our Tundra, I was like, yeah, whatever, pickup's a pickup truck. Not so, my friend, not so. Trust me, I'm a pickup truck aficionado, because my philosophy was when I first bought the pickup is everybody needs one. Everybody, they're so handy, and now with the Tundra, not only is it nice to have, it's a wonderful car. It's not just a pickup truck, not just some redneck pickup truck. It's like driving an SUV with a big bed in the back. It is huge. It's big and powerful. It was named Consumer Digest Best Buy. It's wider and longer than the Ford F-150 with more payload capacity than the Nissan Titan. So it's huge, man. You can fit five giant human beings in that truck. Five people. That's how big the back seat is. And it's wonderful. It's like driving around an SUV with all the amenities of the SUV. So check it out. If you want something a little smaller, check out the Toyota Tacoma. I recommend the Tundra, though. It's what I'm driving around right now. And if you're in the North Texas area, which I guess if you're listening, you are, P1's in Irving. See the greatness of David Shoemaker at Toyota of Irving. Or if you're in Arlington, go see Sean Swenson at Don Davis Toyota. Either way, get the feeling with Toyota.
Hey, you need to sign up for SBC Yahoo DSL right now. The price just dropped to $26.95 a month.
Just let me finish this sound.
No, spit it out. Spit it out. Come on.
Oh, well, what's the rush?
SBC Yahoo DSL is only $26.95 if you sign up online right now. Plus, when you sign up now, you get three DVDs.
Wow, that's a nice deal.
Yeah, not if we don't hurry.
Okay, let's... Oh, wait. I have a piece of lettuce stuck in my tooth.
Put it in a doggy bag. Let's go.
Right now, get SBC Yahoo DSL for $26.95 a month with qualifying services and get three DVDs. Hurry. This is a limited time offer. Visit SBC.com/SBC Yahoo and sign up now. SBC. Going beyond the call.
Separate monthly FUSF cost recovery fee also applies in all states except Connecticut. $26.95 price for new residential online orders with qualifying SBC services. In Connecticut, not all distance customers pay $31.95 when your term, early termination fee. Limits on time and area of offer. DSL internet access by SBC internet services. Content by Yahoo. Taxes, fees, optional installation and shipping and handling extra. For further details, see sbc.com/sbcyahoo. For DVD offer terms and conditions, call 1-888-299-0929 or visit sbc.com/DVD details.
Are there times when you feel a little out of the game? Like you're not quite up to the challenge? Well, now you can have that something extra when the situation calls. It's Free Checking Deluxe from Washington Mutual. It's packed with powerful services, so you'll never suffer from sudden checking disorder again. Offering 24/7 access to telephone bankers and no per-check fees, our free checking account will dramatically enhance checking satisfaction. It also comes with a Visa check card that lets you enroll in WAMULA for schools and benefit local schools with every purchase. Plus, you can add ID theft services and personal online banking for free. Just visit a Washington Mutual Financial Center today and ask if Free Checking Deluxe is right for you. After just a few days, your friends will wonder what put that new smile on your face. Free Checking Deluxe from Washington Mutual. More human interest.
Side effects from using Free Checking Deluxe include increased confidence and extra heavy wallet. Works best when combined with diet, exercise, and frequent shopping. See Washington Mutual for details. FDIC insured.
Back in 1926, American businessman Henry Ford announced a way to give folks a well-deserved break from their busy jobs. It was called the 5-day work week. Ever since, Americans have looked forward to the weekend as something special. Well, here at Cracker Barrel Old Country Store, we love the weekend as much as anyone. But with 7 full days in a week, why look forward to only 2? Which is why Cracker Barrel is happy to offer 7 tasty daily dinner features, each one as special as the next. Like fried pork chops on Monday, broccoli cheddar chicken on Wednesday, and turkey and dressing on Thursday. All served with your choice of 2 vegetables, plus biscuits or corn muffins, and all for just $7.99. Oh, and don't forget our Saturday chicken and rice and Sunday homestyle chicken. After all, the weekends are still pretty special, too. Cracker Barrel Old Country Store, Lebanon, Tennessee.
Enjoy breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Cracker Barrel's Old Country Store in Arlington, off I-20 and Bowen Road at exit 448.
I'm Tommy Daniels. Do the Ranchers keep their perfect interlane streak going? We'll find out next on The Ticket.
Honey, let's get a sitter and go on a date.
Great. We never go to the movies anymore.
Actually, I was thinking we'd drive out to Heritage.
Heritage? The master plan community in Fort Worth? That's not a date.
But we could win a year's worth of dates anytime during June at Heritage. We can register to win a full year of free entertainment, including movie passes, rentals, tickets to sporting events, concerts, dining out, and a home theater package.
Really?
Honey, we've been talking about moving, and I've heard great things about Heritage. It has killer schools, an aquatic complex, bike trails, parks, playgrounds, and we'll have a fitness center and a sports and recreation center. They even have an internet so we can find a babysitter in the neighborhood.
All that and the chance to win free entertainment for a year?
Honey, where are you going?
To call the sitter. Let's take that drive out to Heritage.
Visit Heritage in June and register to win a year's worth of free entertainment just north of Loop 820 and east of I-35 off Heritage Trace Parkway. Heritage, a Hillwood residential community from the 130s to the 350s. See our ad in Sunday Star Telegram or visit us at alliancetexas.com.
The greatest gift a dad can give his kids isn't something he can buy. It's something priceless. Time. It takes a man to be a dad. Call 1-800-790-DADS, D-A-D-S, for more information. A message from the National Fatherhood Initiative, the Ad Council, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket.
Ticket, ticket!
Ticket brought to you by Men's Warehouse in Texas Land and Cattle. The Rangers continue interleague play out of the Ameriquest Field tonight after getting their head handed to them last night. Ranger shortstop Michael Young says you just got to blow it off and move on.
They swung the bats real well. They put up a lot of runs, and it's pretty tough to come from behind and win a game like that. So we just have to put it behind us and go to work tomorrow.
First pitch, by the way, 7:05. Ryan Treese on the hill for Texas. Dallas burn home tonight to New England for at the Cotton Bowl. No television on this game. The game gets underway at 7:30. Andy Bean, John Harris, Alan Doyle tied the course record 7 under par 65 to share the first round lead at the Bayer Advantage Celebrity Pro-Am on the Champions Tour. Our next ticker coming up at 10:50, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Tommy Daniels, reminding you to remember the time you spent listening to The Rant live at Summer Bash on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Guns, suds, and songs from the time racers at the Dodge Chrysler Jeep Summer Bash on Joe Pool Lake in Grand Prairie. Today, from noon till 9, brought to you by Coors Light, AT&T Wireless, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
10:36 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant.
here.
Live and on location at the Ticket Summer Bash, which will open its doors at noon. We are at Joe Pool Lake in Grand Prairie. If you're on I-20, exit 360, go south.
Meredith, walk faster, Meredith.
Then take a right on Red Rag?
Raglan. Ragweed.
What's Red Rag?
I don't know. What is it?
I don't know.
Red Rag. Hey, I live over on Red Rag Road.
Chase the period lane. All right, then. So you
take
can
take a ride on Ovum.
That went too far for me.
What?
Oh, my. All right, so you can come out here and see all the festivities. We've got a lot of stuff going on today. We've got a rock climbing wall. We've got stuff for the kids to do. We've got food. We've got the hard line out here. Dunham and Miller, the entire ticket team will be out here.
There's the beach volleyball tournament.
Beach volleyball tournament. We have tons of events scheduled.
You know what we need?
There's broadcasts all day, too.
Broadcasts all day, and then tonight the Time Wasters will take the stage. This is the big thing to do every summer. If you're a ticket fan, you need to be out here, or even just a ticket listener.
You know what we need? Because, you know, let's face it, this thing failed unless we have a ping-pong table.
Oh, my gosh.
If we had a ping-pong table, that'd put it right over the top.
It's too windy for
ping-pong. Yeah, a ping-pong table in 20-degree wind.
Hey, do they play tennis in the wind? Do they play
tennis
ball golf?
Tennis heavier than a ping-pong.
You can't prove that. Do you have two of them with you?
No.
Well, here we go.
Huh. Okay.
I gotta be honest, I don't know exactly what this artistry is going on with the sand.
Yeah, they're creating a faux beach.
Oh, pushing it back. Okay, so now David, you're the biggest partier among us.
Well, I don't know. Corby and I are pretty neck and neck.
I'm pretty good at it.
Yeah. You're a professional. I'll give you that.
I'm good for about once a week, Gordon. I'm not gonna lie to you.
All right, David, you're once a week, or you twice a week?
As far as getting annihilated?
Yeah.
Probably once a week.
But as far as just trying to forget yourself?
Right, yeah.
But that's, I won't have any beers or anything, really, but about once a week. Like today, today's my day.
There's no doubt that you're drinking today, Corbin.
Yeah, there isn't. We're out at a lake and...
Where?
I don't know. That's what they told us.
Somewhere around here.
So, I just need
you
to get...
You guys are sorry.
I just don't need to get too drunk before the Time Wasters go on. Although, you know what?
How much concentration is that going to take for you?
Very little.
I still need to learn my words.
Same here. So, Dave, you go out last night. Give us some Dave party music. Now, start us from the beginning, Dave, and kind of lead us through your enjoyment of life.
Well, I met some friends, and we went to a bar.
I went to a bar.
And it was...
Shut up.
It was a bar that I ordinarily wouldn't go to. And so it was a bad scene.
Zippers?
Candlelight?
Well, no, I'm not going to say the
Candle
name.
Candle Room?
No. But
Sue Ellen's?
JR's? Moby Dick's?
It was a bar that I ordinarily wouldn't go to.
Man Butts?
Huh?
Man Butts.
It was the Manhole.
That's a good name for a gay bar.
It is.
There is a gay bar in Chicago called the Manhole.
Really?
Yeah, I went there. So it was a place that I ordinarily wouldn't go, and so in order to fight through my...
Now why would you not go there?
Just because it's not my type of place.
You're above it?
Yeah. It was real scummy. It was one of the worst.
You don't like kind of scummy bars?
No. I love a hole in the wall, but this was just... They didn't know what they were doing.
What do you mean?
They didn't know what the bar was, and it was just ill-conceived and ill-designed.
Was it a theme bar?
No.
Okay.
No. Was there a lot of people in there?
Why did they not know what it is, then?
Yeah, it was reasonably crowded, more crowded than I expected it to be. But I just didn't like it. So I had to further my enjoyment of the evening, I had to drink more than I ordinarily would have.
Mm-hmm. I'm
because,
with you.
Because I'm an alcoholic, right?
Oh, no, David.
And so, by the way, look at how bulbous and red his nose is.
I know, he's so WC'd out today.
It's so purple.
Shut up.
Veiny and just...
Shut up.
Go ahead, finish your story.
You know what?
It looks like cancer.
I'm
the whole nose?
I'm beautiful as God made me, Gordon.
Uh-oh, Dave's into affirmations.
I don't want to change my nose, no matter what you say.
I don't think you should.
He will have a nose job within a year.
No, no he won't.
Yes,
no.
He will, and it'll be a little tiny,
you know,
petite
what?
One.
Sometimes his nose doesn't look that big.
It'll look like that alien on the front of the Whitney Strieber book. Just a little slit.
Two holes?
Yeah.
Get totally sunken into my face.
Yeah.
Take it all off. I don't want it no more.
So, anyway.
So, the drinks were flowing. And
you had beer?
Beer and some, and then beer turned into liquor.
Attaboy. Oh, no. What kind of liquor?
Vodka.
Oh,
now
goodness.
You're talking.
So,
Slugger.
There are lots of drinks happening. Then we went to another bar, which I really...
Were there some decent-looking ladies in this bar?
No, not at all.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
And then we went to another bar that is much more my speed to have a nightcap.
Why did you need a nightcap?
Because I wasn't there yet.
Oh, gosh.
And then...
Did you have Guinness?
No, I was having heart.
Okay. Still strong.
Yeah. And so...
How many calories of alcoholic beverage do you think you poured down your gullet? Because that harp's thick stuff, thicker than a light beer.
Yeah, it's not that thick.
I bet you it's 160 calories.
Yeah, I probably ingested about 1,500 calories or more last night. But I didn't have dinner, so hey, canceled out.
Yep.
So somebody has the brilliant idea of going back to somebody's house to have some more drink.
Oh, no.
So we go to their house, and...
Are these good friends of yours? Are they fun people to hang out?
Yeah, yeah. The crowd that I was with was great. We were having a great time in spite of our surroundings. And so we go back to this couple's place, and, you know, we crack open a few beers, and they bust out Trivial Pursuit.
Mm-hmm.
They decide that they want to play some Trivial Pursuit.
Trivial Pursuit, still fun to play. Still
an old person.
Yeah, well, I didn't have the attention span for it. I couldn't stick with it. And then I'm just sitting there, and all of a sudden, you know, I start to get the spins.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting there on the couch. So I have to go be by myself. And I go out on their back patio.
I thought drinking was supposed to be a fun social occasion. Why are you going to be alone?
Well... In moderation, it is, Gordon.
Uh-huh.
But when you drink in excess, bad things happen. And so I'm sitting out on the patio, and...
You got the porch spins?
Yeah, I'm having the porch spins, and then the vomit creep. You know, the kind of the...
Oh, gosh, what was that?
The esophagus twitching and the kind of the smell in your nose.
Start salivating a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you got to start really concentrating to not throw up.
You got to really concentrate to hold it down. And
it's like you're pregnant, kind of. You do breathing exercises.
And you couldn't concentrate so well.
Right. And so then I realized that it's inevitable and that I need to make arrangements for what's going to happen. So I kind of...
Always the anal Dave Lane, you know?
Well, I don't know that that's what you do to stop it.
I'm missing it.
Anal retentive?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Oh, I'm going to vomit.
let
me put my finger somewhere.
Oh, stop. Good. Hey, can someone...
Like a pressure point.
I need to drink a beer. Can someone plug me up here?
I just need to distract myself.
Oh, yeah.
It's a pressure point. It's like when you get a headache, you know, you're supposed to rub between the webbing between mm-hmm. your thumb and your index finger.
Hey, Gordo, my hand's tired. You mind coming over here and just filling me up?
Rub my webbing.
Oh, my.
All right, so go ahead.
So I slip by everyone.
I would
kinda,
too. I would kinda, not do that in the open.
Kind of incognito and
with kind of a failed smile.
Yeah. And I go to the bathroom and immediately take care of business. And then you do the and you look up in the mirror and you get the bloodshot eye and the red tomato head. And so I'm trying to, you know, wipe the tears from my eyes and
from the tremendous neck strain that took place.
And regain my composure to the point where I can walk back through without drawing too much attention to myself and get back to the patio.
But you're going
to
have vomit cloud.
Yeah, I might have vomit cloud, similar to Julie's cloud.
What is that?
It's Corby's band.
Why'd you name your band Julie's Cloud?
Because I love my wife that much. I love her that much.
Well, why Cloud? I don't know. I mean, I understand.
Well, I wanted to pick something heavenly. And it was either Julie's Moon, Julie's Sun, Julie's...
If only we could tell how far from heavenly
Julie's
Cloud is.
Julie's Planet, Julie's Cloud. Go ahead, Dave.
Okay.
So I make it back out to the patio, but I still got the patio spins.
And so why are you trying to get back out to the patio?
Because I need more alone time.
Because you're sick.
Right. And because I didn't drive. I, you know, was there with other people, so I couldn't just leave. I had to, wait it out. So I go back on the patio and still spinning and... I get the feeling again, but I realize that there's pretty much no chance I can make it all the way back down the hall to my first deposit.
You don't want to be, like, walking by one smiling, and then I'll
do doing the spew between the fingers. So I noticed that there's a gate in their back patio, so I bust through the gate and go around the corner and kneel at the flower bed in the backyard.
So you vomited in their flower bed.
Yeah.
So is that a nice treat today when they go mow the yard? Or
yeah, when they have some gardening. It's a beautiful day out.
Yeah.
Oh, good God. Oh, my God. There's like enchiladas or something in the flower bed.
What's all this chipped beef in here?
No, it was pretty much all half-processed alcohol. There wasn't any...
They didn't look like... Pig stop.
No. It wasn't former food. It was former beverage.
Okay. Well, I'm proud of you.
We don't need the sound effect.
I'm proud of you. That's good work.
So yeah, I'm.
And so that was a fun evening.
No, it was fun.
Are you hungover?
Not as bad as I would think I would be.
Did you feel like an idiot right after you finished vomiting in the flower bed?
Yeah, I felt like a frickin' moron.
As everyone else in Dallas is still at the club dancing and partying, and you got your face buried in some bark or gravel or whatever they put in flower beds.
Begonias.
Yeah, as I wiped my face, I thought to myself, I am 31 years old.
Don't let it stop you, though. Don't let it get you down, kiddo. It was a good night.
Yeah, I just...
Stop encouraging him to descend further into hell.
I need help, guys. I need help.
Next.
There are those that believe you have to be in Bristol or L.A. to talk intelligently about sports. I guess that's true if you like interviews with authors of books about women's tiddlywinks. This is Texas. This is Dallas-Fort Worth. And this is The Ticket. The first, the original, the live, local, all-sports station that gives you breaking sports news first guaranteed. Big-name guests and information about our teams in our town every 20 minutes on the Ticket Tickers at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Sports will never be the same. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
www.theticket.com.
This one's for Dan.
He's the one you can rely on, the shoulder you can cry on. He said to stand your ground and never run away. Well, he taught you to be strong, showed you right from wrong, and you know you can't deny him on his special day. So give him something special. Have an Outback Steak at Father's Day. Celebrate Dad the Outback way. It's the perfect way. Outback way.
Treat your dad to the bold, fresh taste of the Outback. Open at 11 a.m. this Father's Day.
Have an Outback Steak at Father's Day. Celebrate Dad the Outback way. It's the perfect way to say we love you, Dad. The Outback way.
No rules, just right.
With hundreds of cars at every CarMax store, we have nearly every make and model all in one lot. Whether you're in the market for a Grand Cherokee or an Accord, you'll find it at CarMax. You can compare all types of cars without having to drive all over town, because CarMax has 10 times more cars than the average dealer, and more than 15,000 cars online at CarMax.com. CarMax will transfer any used car to the store nearest you. Fee may apply. In Fort Worth, Arlington, Garland, Irving, and Plano, CarMax, the way car buying should be.
CarMax never plays the pricing games you find at some traditional car dealers. You know how some dealers hide the real price of their cars. When they lower the asking price, they raise the finance rate. If they lower the finance rate, they adjust your trade-in, or worse, they refuse to take your trade at all. At CarMax, the great low price you see is the same price you pay without haggling or games, regardless of how you finance. And we never play games with your trade-in. We'll buy your car, even if you don't buy one of ours. In Fort Worth, Arlington, Garland, Irving, and Plano, CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yeah, we're going to be hanging out this weekend at the beach house.
Dining room table for 10, $650.
Sure, you can bring your kids. Bring them all out to my beach house.
Pool toys, $74.
Well, this Sunday at the beach house, we're going to be having a big barbecue at my beach house.
Outdoor grill, $210.
You have got to see our beach house. It's right on the beach.
Being able to say our beach house and meaning it, priceless. There are some things money can't buy. For everything else, there's MasterCard. Use your MasterCard from June 1st through July 31st, and you'll have a chance to win a weekend house on Cape Cod, the California coast, or almost anywhere in between. And every time you use your MasterCard on the weekend, you have two chances to win.
No purchase necessary, void where prohibited. PIN-based and international transactions not eligible. N73104. Grand prizes awarded as one-time payments of $250,000 each. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 or older. For rules and alternate entry details, call 1-800-MC-ASSIST.
I'm Tommy Daniels. It wasn't the sign Buckhole for. We'll talk about that next on the 6th.
Silver City, the club for men, voted best club in the South and awarded best entertainers for 2003. Come join us for lunch at Silver City from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Now featuring a $6 gourmet lunch menu, $10 steak and shrimp all day Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Come see me. 350 domestic beers and 375 shot specials. Can't make it in for lunch or stuck in traffic? Stop by for happy hour from 4 to 7 and enjoy our complimentary buffet.
Come see me.
And did we mention the most beautiful entertainers around?
Ooh, yeah.
Remember, no cover charge all day. Silver City is conveniently located on the northwest corner of I-35 and Mockingbird. Just minutes from downtown, uptown, North Dallas, and the surrounding cities. For more information, call 214-689-8989 or visit us at SilverCityClub.com. Silver City is a private club, free membership available.
Come see me at Silver City. Yeah.
The Ticket.
Ticket Ticker!
Ticker Service of Crest Auto Group and Charter Communications. The St. Louis Cardinals making their first ever appearance in Arlington. The Cards win game one of a three-game series last night. Texas sends Ryan Dries to the hill tonight against Chris Carpenter. Meanwhile, the Rangers double-A team, the Frisco Rough Riders, head southbound at I-35 for San Antonio, where they begin a weekend series against the Missions. You can hear that game on the Ticket 1700. The NBA Finals get yet another night's rest. The Pistons host game four tomorrow night, leading the Lakers 2-1. Phil Jackson is not ready to hand over the keys to the city just yet.
Well, team, this is only one game. We're out here to win a game, and we'll find our opportunities. We have a couple days off to get our feet on the ground and get ready again for game number four.
Game four is tomorrow night at 7:30. Our next Ticker coming up at 11:10, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Tommy Daniels, reminding you to remember the time you spent listening to The Rant, live from Summer Bash on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
We'll start at noon and stop when the cops kick us out. The Dodge Chrysler Jeep Summer Bash, presented by AT&T Wireless. Today on Joe Pool Lake in Grand Prairie. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey! 10:55 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant, broadcasting live from the Summer Bash, which is about to begin in 1 hour. The door is open here at Summer Bash at Joe Pool Lake. If you want to know how to get here, you can go to the Ticket website for directions, or it's pretty simple. Off of I-20, go south on 360, and you're going to take a left on Ragland, and then you'll see Joe Pool Lake. The entrance is right there on the right.
And make sure you park in appropriate areas.
Yes, don't park on the road or you will be towed.
Yeah, if you just park on the shoulder.
I just rhymed. It was very Johnny Cochran of me.
Quit stealing Corby's bad shtick during the break.
You can get a lay. We'll be a lay. We'll get a lay, right?
Right.
Yeah, basically.
Right over there in the inflatable, the jump around.
All right. And the first 200 women will get a free ticket visor. And if you're 18 years of age, don't forget to visit the U.S. Smokeless Tobacco Tent. They're giving away some T-shirts and having a drawing to win a free Gateway MP3 player. Go on in and get of the heat, get out of the heat and check them out. You have to, have to been 18 to enter there.
Go on there, man.
Ticket merch is on sale by the ticket promotions area. AT&T Wireless PA.
You don't have to read everything right now.
Oh, okay. So a lot of stuff to do here at Summer Bash. We have the beach set up in front of the stage, which we are broadcasting on right now.
We have the hot tub.
We have a hot tub also available.
Well, I think I think the hot tub is reserved.
That's
for
the hot chicks hot tub?
Yeah, a couple of P1s won the privilege of being in there with ticket chicks all day.
Oh, that's wonderful. Isn't that nice? And, of course, the Time Wasters tonight hitting the stage at approximately 8. I don't have a schedule. Now, at noon, we're going to crank up with the volleyball. And who's first on the playlist?
I think that the Hardline will be playing Bad Radio.
Awesome.
Wow, now those are two ticket shows.
Time Wasters, 7:30.
Time Wasters at 7:30. Okay, gotcha.
That's awesome.
So can I be an alternate on Team Hardline?
No, you're a member of Team Hardline.
Okay.
So who is on the Team Hardline volleyball team? How many guys are
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I think it's 5 or 6, but it'll be me, Mike, Greg. Danny's not playing.
Why isn't Danny playing?
Danny never participates in anything.
Because the sun's out and he's anti-sun, and plus he played in Denton last night. He probably won't wake up till 4.
No.
Me, Mike, Greg, Kevin Scott. Jamie Garner's on our team.
Awesome.
She's a ringer, supposedly. And
she wore a bikini?
She wore whatever she wants. That's how good she is. And then you, Dave.
And we have a couple P1s or no?
No. What are you, dumb?
Well, I thought every team had to have P1s on the team. Is that wrong?
Yeah, you're totally wrong. Yuck.
Yeah, okay. I should have known that Corby wouldn't have P1s on his team.
So, yeah, that cranks up at noon. That'll be fun. I'm excited about that. I'm excited to kill Bad Radio. Hey, congratulations to Dan McDowell. He had his second child.
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, 1 week ago today, as a matter of fact.
That's great.
That is great. And he said it's not that big a deal. He says the second kid is way overrated.
Like, way easier than people make it out to be?
He just said he wasn't excited, and he loved his first child way more than his second child.
Yeah?
Ooh.
That'll happen, I guess.
All right, now, speaking of killing, Ronald Reagan died.
Oh, no.
Right. A week ago.
Oh. Well, then it's okay.
And we had a whole week of ceremonies marking his death and celebrating his life.
I have not watched a second.
I haven't either. I have had zero interest.
Am I a bad American for not watching it?
In my eyes...
I don't know if you are a bad American than I am, because I didn't watch any of it either.
In my eyes, Ronald Reagan has been dead for about 7 years.
All right.
Not to be insensitive.
Oh, okay. Well, as long as you didn't mean it.
No offense to the Orientals.
Yeah, offense to the Orientals, but Ronald Reagan's been dead for 7 years.
I mean, he's been hidden. You know, Nancy Reagan has had him isolated because he has
been
playing
hide and seek with him.
Well, you know, maybe in his condition.
She tucks him in a crawl space and then, okay, Ronnie Jr. and Patty, come on out. Find your shriveled daddy.
You know, I had somebody warn me. They said, man, promise me no Reagan jokes tomorrow.
Why?
Well, there shouldn't be any Reagan jokes. He was apparently, from what I've seen in the coverage, the greatest American president we've ever had.
Besides FDR and George Washington and Thomas Jefferson.
Well, I would think Lincoln would be somewhere up there, too.
Why?
And Teddy Roosevelt.
Because Lincoln freed the slaves.
Jimmy Carter.
Oh, I thought he just got killed.
after he freed the slaves.
No. Well, okay, it's God's cruelest joke is Alzheimer's.
So you're saying God played a joke on Ronald Reagan?
I'm saying...
It's old-timers, by the way.
That is a horrible, horrible... If you've ever had known someone, it's just a... It's miserable.
But you're basically saying that God's evil and that he just was like, hey, there's Ronald Reagan. Hey, let's play a trick on him.
God's vengeful. Let's just say that the whole Contra thing, God knew about that.
Hmm. Okay.
Evidently, though, if you...
Corby dares any NRA member Reagan fans to come out here and confront him with a firearm.
There's plenty of tree cover.
Yeah.
Yeah, between us and the lake.
Plenty of sniper branches.
Yeah.
What?
That'd be a good sniper's nest in that tall tree over there.
That's a hell of a long shot.
Yeah.
How far do you think that is right there, that big tree?
100 yards?
No, it's more like 200 yards probably.
Right out there?
Yeah, that big one straight
100
there?
100 yards.
No, that's 300 yards.
It would take you like eight passes to get there.
That's about 250 yards. I have a rangefinder. You guys want to find out?
No, I don't.
Hold on. I'm going to find out.
Such a hunter these days.
Such a geek.
He has all this hunting equipment in his car.
He's such a poser, man.
Full deer blind. He had a spotlight for when he got drunk when he was just poaching beavers and stuff. I swear, in his back seat, we rode out here together today, he had a freaking spotlight. So in the middle of the night, when he and his drunk buddies get together, they could go kill rabbits and stuff.
Sir, I do not spotlight hunt.
Then why do you have a spotlight in the back of your car?
For snipe hunting?
No, that's for varmint killing. But you don't hunt game with a...
And why do you have a
spotlight?
Range finder? Because you kill innocent creatures.
They can find the range of things.
That's why.
All right, I said 250. What did you say?
100.
He said 100.
100, you said 200, I said 250. Uh-huh. 270 yards to that tree.
Dang!
Well, not bad. All right, how far to the jumbo corn dog stand?
You know what? I don't know, and it's not doing anything for the listener.
That's 110 yards.
Today on the rant, we're finding the range of things.
That's 85 yards. I was wrong. All right, yes.
How far is the hot tub?
Were you saddened by the death of Ronald Reagan? Were you shocked? Was it? I mean, to me, it just kind of glossed over and it wasn't any big deal. To
Hold
me,
on. How far to heaven from here? Let me see if I can see Ronald
Reagan.
Let me
see Ronald Reagan.
Don't be so
yes, I was saddened by the death. He should have died a long time ago instead of suffering from this disease if he had to die.
Yeah.
You're right, Corby. That is one of the worst diseases in the world to die from, for the family in particular. I don't know what it's like for
suffering
from it.
Do you actually die from it, or does it just make
you get clogged up?
Does it just make your last years miserable and you just die of natural causes?
I think you die of natural causes. You don't die from that disease.
You know, Billy Graham's right-hand man, or one of them, I forget his name, but back in the 40s and 50s, Judas. Back in the 40s and 50s when Billy Graham first started preaching.
Jesus.
I think his last name was Templeton. But anyway.
Hello. I'm Judas Templeton.
He went from...
Billy Graham's right-hand man. Judas Templeton here.
He went from one of the biggest...
What is this story about?
It's about Reagan somehow.
I'm getting to an Alzheimer's story.
Okay.
This guy was basically...
How far to her breast?
This guy was basically Billy Graham Jr., okay? And he turned his back on God because his theory was that there could not be a God, a loving God, if this man created Alzheimer's. Therefore, there is no God.
That was his proof against the existence of God.
That was his final proof, yes. Huh.
Well, we call it the problem of evil.
Actually, what
not
he...
proof of the existence of God.
Actually, what really tipped him off, whatever, what led to it all was... him seeing this picture of this woman in Africa, and there was no rain, there was no food to be anywhere, and all she wanted, there was an interview in Time Magazine, all she wanted was rain, and that's how he initially started to think that there was no God, because if all this woman wanted was rain, why couldn't God just provide her with rain?
That's a good point.
He spiraled off and went to the Alzheimer's proof.
Things happen.
Yeah. In other words, if there's any mystery in the concept of God, then there can't be one.
Right. Maybe if you want rain, you shouldn't live in the desert.
Yeah.
No sympathy.
Maybe here. God helps those who help themselves.
Oh, dear.
Why wouldn't you just go to the nearest U-Haul place?
I don't think there were automobiles in her village.
Well?
I don't think she had a choice.
She needs to blame the mayor.
There's probably not a democratic system set up, either.
Well, that's man's fault.
It's not God's fault.
Free will.
I don't know why you're bagging on God and Reagan all this morning.
I'm not.
So you hate God and Reagan.
It's in a book that I'm reading called The Case for Christ. That whole story is in a book. So the book is a case for Christ. A case for faith. I'm sorry, not a case for Christ.
Yeah, who would want a case for Christ?
So anyway, that's how Reagan died.
How much does a case of Christ go for?
Oh, my.
Do you think God would shine?
It's 11:07 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
KTTK Dallas-Fort Worth. KTDK Sherman-Denison. KTDK Sanger. Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Just a bunch of guys hanging out and talking Cowboys, buddy.
All right, the Cowboys Stadium imbroglio is rising up.
Cowboys?
Yesterday, abruptly, the Cowboys withdrew from negotiations with the County of Dallas.
Cowboys?
Disappointing or typical?
Typical. Cowboys.
It'd be a great idea to have it at Fair Park. It'd be a wonderful thing if they could string that together, but I will believe it when I see it.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, is talking Cowboys.
TheTicket.com.
Yellow.
Hey, Dad. Happy Father's Day.
Oh, thanks, Brian. Hold on. I'll put your mother on.
No, Dad. I called to wish you a happy Father's Day. Oh, and to see how you like the gift.
Oh, yeah. Adding me to your Singular Nation family talk plan is great. Hold on. I'll let your mother tell you how much I love it.
Dad.
Alice.
Dad.
Yellow.
Isn't it great that we can share our minutes and you get your own phone number?
Well, it's fantastic. Hold on. Your mother's dying to tell you how I thought it must have cost a fortune.
No, Dad, it wasn't expensive.
Uh-huh.
Singular has a deal until June 20th.
What?
Add a line for only $9.99, up to three lines.
Yeah, I see.
In fact, you know what? Put Mom on. I want to tell her all about it.
What? No time to talk to your old man. It's Father's Day.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Hold on. I'll put your mother on.
Right.
Now through June 20th, add a line for $9.99. Plus, get a sleek Samsung Color Flip phone free after rebate. Stop by your Singular store today to see how Singular fits you best. Part of the SBC family.
Some restrictions and other monthly charges apply. Credit's not available in all areas. $9.99 line available with select plans starting at $59.99. Phone price before $50. Minimum rebate is $49.99. Senior service agreement required. See store for map and details.
When it's guys' night out, you've got a lot of choices for beer. For example, you've got your low-carb beer.
I can drink it while I jog.
You've got your green bottle sophisticated beer.
Oh, I spilled all over my cardigan.
And then there's the Mexican vacation beer.
It's like I'm drinking a sandy beach.
Of course, when it's guys' night out, there's only one beer real guys go for. Real Rocky Mountain Coors. That's because Coors isn't some milk, toasty, plain Jane, whatever you do, don't stand out from the crowd kind of beer. No, Coors has the smooth, full-bodied flavor that always satisfies. So the next time it's guys' night out, forget about all those odd alternatives.
Wow, it's just like a wine cooler.
And reach for a beer that makes you glad to be a guy. Coors. What are you guys drinking? Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
If guys' night out is at your place, you don't want to be the guy who leaves another guy stranded with no beer. So stock up on those real Rocky Mountain Coors Originals before the guys get there. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
For more than 2 million motorists around the country, American Driver Improvement has proven a convenient and consistently effective alternative to classroom-based driver safety courses. Whether you choose the online or video-based course, American Driver Improvement state-certified programs provide the same benefits as traditional defensive driving courses with none of the inconvenience associated with classroom training. So if you're looking to dismiss a ticket, lower the cost of your auto insurance, or do both at the same time, look to American Driver Improvement, the originator and leader in at-home driver safety training. Available at participating Blockbuster stores, more than 450 public libraries, and online at AmericanDriverImprovement.com. That's American Driver Improvement, the number one ticket dismissal course in Texas, at AmericanDriverImprovement.com.
People call me Wonder Boy because I wonder a lot. For instance, I wonder, if Father really knows best, how come I always get lost and then never ask for directions? Speaking of fathers, I wonder if you've heard that this June, participating On the Run stores and Exxon locations have great deals in honor of both Father's Day and Graduation Day. This June, get a $25 wireless refill card, and you'll also get to pick a cell phone accessory free. Choose from On the Run's great selection of faceplates, hands-free headsets, chargers, and belt clips, just for picking up a $25 wireless refill card. So surprise your dads and grads with a gift of wireless communication from On the Run. Who knows? Maybe Dad can even use the phone to call for directions every once in a while.
How do we know people on the move like great wireless deals? Because at On the Run and Exxon, we're drivers too. Offer good at participating On the Run stores and Exxon locations through June 30th and while supplies last.
Stop by participating On the Run stores at Exxon locations for a deal. A refreshing 32-ounce fountain drink for a cool 52 cents. Plus tax where applicable. And don't forget to pay with SpeedPass. It gets you in and out fast.
I'm Tommy Daniels, a local driver. Please give us a chance. Details next on the ticket.
What you getting your dad for Father's Day?
A calculator wristwatch, see?
How productive he'll be. I got mine this, the Palm One Trio 600 from AT&T Wireless. He'll be able to access emails, make him receive phone calls, browse the wireless web, take and send pictures, and it's Palm-powered so he can manage his calendar. And because it's on the AT&T Wireless network, I'll be giving him these, too.
Wow, pretty impressive signal bars.
Yep, with double the GSM GPRS coverage, he'll be able to do more and more places with these.
And bingo, right? Yeah. How are you going to wrap them?
Get the Trio 600 on our best network ever and save $100 after instant rebate. Start with a mobile data plan at $19.99, then add our GSM America National $39.99 calling plan. You'll get hundreds of anytime minutes plus nationwide long distance and no roaming charges coast to coast. The Trio 600 is available now at all AT&T wireless stores or call 1-866-4AWS-B2B. How many bars do you have?
$36 activation and $175 early termination fees OAC. Coverage includes owned and roam areas. $1.75 monthly regulatory program fee and other charges and restrictions apply.
Dallas Fort Worth's ticket. Ticket ticket.
The IndyCar circuit makes a stop at the Texas Motor Speedway tonight in Fort Worth. Plano's Greg Ray, one of the big names, set to run. Ray on with Norm earlier this week, talked about why everyone needs to at least see one race.
They think it's just cars going around in a circle. And to some degree it is, but the closer you get to it, the more you learn about it, the more educated you become, the more it really hooks you.
The Rangers and Cardinals resume interleague play tonight out at the ballpark. The Rangers' streak of three against NL clubs came to a halt with last night's loss. And Cincinnati basketball coach Bob Huggins was suspended indefinitely by the school after he was charged with drunken driving earlier this week. The 50-year-old Huggins has coached the Bearcats for 15 seasons. Our next ticker coming up at 11:30, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Tommy Daniels, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturdays 10 to noon, live from Summer Bash on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Love and Lager at the Lake. The Dodge Chrysler Jeep Summer Bash at Lloyd Park in Grand Prairie. Today from noon till 9. Brought to you by Coors Light, AT&T Wireless, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's 11:14 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The Rant having fun out here at Joe Pool Lake.
Hey, can I give a shout-out real quick?
The Ticket's Summer Bash. Gordon Keith, Corby Davidson, and Dave Lane. Yes, David.
If Craig Miller is listening, will you please grab my sunglasses out of your car when you come out here?
Were they in the back seat of Craig's car?
Yeah.
Or you threw them off in a hurry?
Ways.
And his nose was crushing one of the lenses, and it was riding up off your ear.
Yeah, just pop the lens back in and bring it out.
I don't think that anyone enjoys the out-of-control, just hurry-up, violent, start mugging down more than Dave and I enjoy that imagery.
You're just so consumed with passion.
Yeah, you just lose it, you know, and just struggling to get back in the back seat real quick, knocking the cover off the dome light.
Kicking the rearview mirror off the windshield.
Right. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, so doors open in 45 minutes.
Ooh, booby.
Where's food?
I don't know. We're really hungry.
Oh, God. I have such drunk tummy.
And we got the beach set up right out in front of us. Look at that nice, lush beach.
It's great.
The volleyball courts I see over to our right are ready to be volleyballed upon.
Mm-hmm.
The lake,
the rock
lake
climbing wall.
Wonderful today.
The lake's a little high, but I hadn't stopped anyone from actually getting in the lake.
No way.
You can pull your boat right up to the picnic tables.
Yes, you can. That's how high the lake is.
Yes, if you want to pull your boat right up to our broadcast location, just get about a 120-mile-an-hour head start.
And just launch yourself off one of the picnic tables.
Just aim straight for the beach.
I wonder how far that boat could jump.
Well, I got a rangefinder right here.
Stop it.
Oh, sorry.
Stop buying deer killing equipment.
Isn't that deer killing equipment?
Yes, it is.
So that's a former food finder?
What?
The future doo-doo finder.
It is.
What?
Yeah, Gordon last week shocked us all. No, this is you.
Okay.
Shocked us all by when we were looking for, we were wondering where the restroom was. And Gordon said, why? Do you need to get rid of some, what was it? Some
former food?
Former food. And then he started claiming that...
No. Then he was eating his Chipotle or whatever. Yeah. He said, I'm going to have some future doo-doo.
Future doo-doo.
That's not what I said. I said, would it be uncomfortable if you went out with a girl, ask her on a date?
Oh, yeah. Then you ask her how her future doo-doo is.
While you're eating, like, at Torelli's or something, and she's eating chicken piccata. How's your future doo-doo?
Can I have a buddy
would, that be, would that be a date killer? That was my question because some guy asked me that.
No, you made it up. It was funny. Just accept it. It was a good line. It was yours. It was gross.
Whatever.
Duty related.
That's not true.
Yes, that's a deal, Bray. Some girl goes, can I have some of your future doo-doo?
I like your future doo-doo better than mine.
My future doo-doo's awful.
I need to send my future doo-doo back.
And would you date me if I talk like that?
Y'all disgust me. Y'all are trash.
Shut up.
That's all you are is trash.
So Ronald
I got this for golf, by the way. This rangefinder, this is for golf, where I can see how far it is to the pin.
Playing a lot?
Right,
yeah. I love golf, man.
Yeah, you're good at it.
I mean, you get those last few strokes off the game.
What?
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 Quit trying to talk.
Okay.
So Ronald Reagan passed away at the age of 93. Is that too old to live? My grandfather is 99.
I think if you're...
Does he have an active sex life, your grandfather?
No, he does not.
How do you know?
Because he lives with my parents.
Oh. You never know what's going on.
Menage.
Hey, you and Whitney didn't let that stuff go.
There's been a lot of stuff that's going on under that roof.
Hey, That wasn't any sort of deterrent for you and Whitney living with your parents.
We pulled in several of our girlfriends and boyfriends.
Yeah, swapping.
You get all of that. Whitney, ask your boyfriend if he wants to join us.
Let's swap. I get you and your boyfriend gets my girlfriend.
Y'all are disgusting.
Hey, so Whitney, let's swap. What?
Is your grandpa staying in your room?
No.
So you found your pictures of Whitney?
Our house is... My parents' house is so big.
Found her old underwear that you can't tuck it, tuck up under your bed?
Smushed in the corner. Now, Grandpa has his own... Actually, the room that he and my grandmother used to sleep in. It's very special to him. Once you get to the age where you cannot take care of yourself at all, are you willing to die?
What do you mean, at all?
Like
Ronald Reagan was.
Yes. You can't do anything for yourself. Nothing.
But are you conscious? You still
yes,
have...
in your mind.
That's the thing. I don't know how conscious Ronald Reagan was towards the end of his
life. He wasn't. I guarantee you, anyone who walked in the room, he didn't know him. He couldn't talk.
Yeah, he was just...
Yeah, but okay, do you...
You know how Alzheimer's kills you? You eventually forget how to swallow.
Yeah, you stop eating.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, in Alzheimer's, is it that you have lost your memory... But you're still conscious.
Sure, you're conscious.
Okay, then.
But you are...
But maybe it is torture for the person who has Alzheimer's.
It is.
But I think, look out and not recognize anything.
But I think eventually it affects you to the point where you're just a living thing. You're not really a person.
You're like a deer.
Right. You your IQ drops to below...
Why don't you go hunting up Alzheimer's patients?
I don't think that's very sensitive.
You're all
What's
about,
the bag limit?
You're all about thinning the herd.
Yeah.
Population control.
It doesn't apply to humans.
Doesn't it?
And when you have your hunting licenses, you don't have an Alzheimer's tag on it.
You know?
No.
Maybe you ought to make one.
Real crudely fashioned one. Try to pass that off to a game warden.
Look! I made it.
What do you put in the feeder?
Hey.
I promise you, Gordon, once you get in that deer blind and you see that deer over there feeding off something that you put in there, the feeder, just sitting there, just looking around and enjoying life, and looking around going, huh, I think I'm going to go over to that brook over there and just hang out for the rest of the day.
So you don't pick them off when they're standing there by the feeder, right?
No, that's unethical.
Oh, well, why? What's the
difference?
You don't want blood in the feed?
Right. Because then it'll affect the taste.
Right, of the food.
When I go and feed out of it.
I can't wait till you get to that deer blind and
no,
get him, Gordo! Get him! Here's a bud!
Okay, first of all, there's not a guy next to you who's screaming at the top of his lungs to shoot him, shoot him.
Get him, Gordo!
No, you don't do that. There's an idea of
fair, Caribbean, shoot him!
A fair chase.
What's that? You yell at the deer and say go? What do you mean a fair chase?
Yeah. You got 5 seconds! 5 seconds, and I'm turning around and pulling this trigger.
There is nothing fair about sitting in a deer blind with a weapon. There's nothing fair about that. So get that out of your mind, that there's some sort of... You're on equal ground.
Why isn't it? Yeah.
So you don't have an advantage over that deer with a gun?
Oh, you have an. I think humans have an advantage over every animal on Earth.
Well, I don't think so.
Not a physical advantage.
Okay.
Because even a deer is superior physically to a man.
Is it?
Yes. Headdress.
You're going to miss the deer on purpose.
I just missed him.
Gordo! He's right in front of you, 2 feet away! Can't you kill him better? I just missed him.
And the guy hops out of the blind and takes off with a pocket knife after the deer.
Oh, that's okay. Just here, have some more Southern Comfort. This will calm your nerves.
Don't drink while hunting either, sir.
According to who?
According to me. Well, according to what you're supposed to be as a hunter.
Well, okay, yeah. Well, you know, you're not supposed to drink beer and drive a car either, but millions of people do it.
You do that?
I'm just saying, people don't follow the laws that are set out there by mankind.
A lot of hunters are very conscientious.
90% of hunters don't, I guarantee you.
I guarantee you that 80%, not say 90% of hunters do not drink while in the deer blind.
Didn't we have
80%?
Yes.
Didn't we have
you drink when you get back to camp afterwards.
We're going
to
have hunting talk every week until he makes
his kill.
First kill. That's to eat the heart.
You don't have to eat the heart.
Yeah,
stick a tin cup in the chamber of the heart.
Here, Gordo, drink it fast.
Drink it while it's hot. Their blood.
Yeah.
Just cut loose their jugular and have the deer raised up ahead of you and shotgun
beer bong.
It. Yeah, beer bong in the blood.
Here's some for Ribby, too.
But see, like I said, my first kill is probably going to be a feral hog. I can do that. Deer do trouble me a little bit.
What about like a dove?
See, those two. I know some people that they have a problem killing big game, but killing birds and stuff doesn't bother them at all. But see, that kind of disturbs me, mowing down ducks and stuff.
Well, what about, you mean like a dove? You can't separate a dove from a duck? Or a quail from a...
Oh, I can identify them,
From a loon. No, I'm saying I know you can identify it, but...
How do you separate a quail from a duck?
I don't know.
Take the garden hose.
But I'm saying you feel the same about both of them?
That's sick. It's interspecies. You can't do that. That's as wrong as Corby and Whitney.
But that's not like a barometer that people use.
Sorry, honey. I just can't do this. It's like Corby and Whitney.
Two neighbors are childlike, too.
All right, now what were you asking? You can kill, in other words, you're saying you can kill birds.
No, I can't. I mean, I would have a problem with that. But I certainly would have an easier time.
But you can
time.
Kill fish.
Yeah, I have an easier time killing a bird than a deer. And I don't know why. I mean, that's
right.
My mental makeup, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's the whole thing that we're talking about, anthropomorphizing.
What?
Is that the word?
Stop bringing that up. It confuses Dave to no end when that comes up.
I don't understand.
What?
Is that beer?
Do you have beer?
Will that make me vomit?
I want to have something that'll make me vomit.
Is that anthropomorphization?
Anyway, so what we're saying.
Okay,
so you think I'll get up in the deer blind and
you'll freak and you'll miss on purpose. and that'll be the end of it. And then you'll turn the gun on yourself.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, dear.
That's my prediction.
All right, Joe, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Gordon.
Yes.
I sent you that email telling you if I pretty much hated you, but what you wrote about hunting is exactly right.
Oh, well, thank you.
So do you still
hate him? I mean,
you disagree with him?
No, Davey. I think there ought to be a Davey season, to be quite honest.
Yeah, yeah.
The adoption season? Like for 1 month in October?
Yeah.
Gordon, but what,
hold
they're
up, Davey.
What they're saying is true. You may put the crosshairs where they're supposed to be, but you may pull off, man. It happens. It's not an easy thing to do.
Well, you know what? Here's the deal. If
pull
it doesn't,
out as soon as you pull the trigger.
I think if it doesn't enter your mind, then there's something wrong with you.
Oh, I agree with you.
People that just go out there like, kill, boom, yeah! High five!
I totally agree with you.
You know, there's something wrong with those people that doesn't ever enter their mind that somehow this could be wrong.
Right.
I mean, you agree with me, Joe? Joe? Oh, Joe.
Joe, please don't kill me.
But see, it's almost it's not an issue of whether it's wrong. I really don't think it is. It's the way that the world is, and it's the way that we lived as humans and will always live that way. It's just the issue is, are you going to separate yourself from it where you can live a nice, comfortable life and never think about how much death your life causes?
Right. I'm glad you're into it in that perspective. You're not just hunting for the sake of hunting.
Speaking of causing death, when we come back, can we talk about the murder-suicide on 75?
Oh, my gosh.
One of the most shocking stories ever to come out of the Metroplex, and we'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
I've been waiting such a long time.
Dodge Chrysler Jeep Summer Bash, today at Lloyd Park in Grand Prairie, from noon till 9. Thanks to our sponsors, you get in free. Live broadcast with all the ticket guys, sand volleyball, babes in bikinis, and cold beer. The Ticket Time Wasters finish off a summer Saturday at the lake, today, on Joe Pool Lake in Grand Prairie. Brought to you by AT&T Wireless and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
A savvy investment broker selects a future hot stock from a sea of prospects. A literary agent recognizes the bestseller amongst a mountain of manuscripts. Stringent selection is exemplified when a Lexus dealer chooses a certified pre-owned Lexus. Each vehicle undergoes a fastidious inspection and reconditioning process, and then is given a Lexus-backed 3-year, 100,000 total vehicle mile warranty. From June 1st through August 2nd, qualified buyers can get 1.9% APR financing for terms up to 48 months on all certified pre-owned RX and ES vehicles, with each monthly payment of $21.65 per thousand borrowed on approved credit. Lexus Certified Pre-Owned Vehicles. These remarkable finance programs and special lease offers are available only at your Dallas-Fort Worth area Lexus dealer.
Q1 customers only. 1.9% APR to qualified customers through Lexus Financial Services. No down payment is qualified. Must pay delivery by 8204. Not available in Hawaii. See a participating Lexus dealer for finance and limited warranty details.
Are you tired of paying high prices for parts that don't last? Then come to O'Reilly Auto Parts. We carry more brand names than just about anyone in town. Now, we're not name droppers, but brands like Motorcraft, AC Delco, Fram, Wick, Velpro, Gates, and Wagner are just a few of the hundreds of brands we stock every day. And best of all, they're all at lower prices, which means now you can buy top quality parts instead of those no-name brands that may not last. What's O'Reilly's secret to success? It's simple. Better parts at better prices.
W, brace yourself. Monster Truck Madness is going to crush the Texas Motorplex in Ennis Saturday, June 19th. Call 972-878-2641 or Ticketmaster to order your tickets to Monster Truck Madness.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts at better prices every day.
O'Reilly. 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 Auto Parts.
You know who you are. You're sitting there, frustrated with your wireless service, waiting for the day your old contract is up. The day you're finally free to get the best in wireless. Verizon Wireless. Bring your number and switch to America's most reliable wireless network. The one that works in more places than any other. Plus, join in now and make free calls to any other Verizon Wireless customer. Anytime, day or night, from the national in-network coverage area. Without using any of your plan minutes. On select calling plans starting at $39.99 monthly access with annual agreement. Plus, hurry into Verizon Wireless today and buy one LG VX3200 for $39.99 and get one free, each with new two-year agreement. Are you in? If not, stop by or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN today.
Verizon Wireless. We never stop working for you. In-network calling not available in all areas. Eligibility to keep your number varies. Subject to customer agreement, $175 cancellation fee, up to $35 activation, and other fees and restrictions.
Honey, let's get a sitter and go on a date.
Great. We never go to the movies anymore.
Actually, I was thinking we'd drive out to Heritage.
Heritage? The master plan community in Fort Worth? But that's not a date.
But we could win a year's worth of dates anytime during June at Heritage. We can register to win a full year of free entertainment, including movie passes, rentals, tickets to sporting events, concerts, dining out, and a home theater package.
Really?
Honey, we've been talking about moving, and I've heard great things about Heritage. It has killer schools, an aquatic complex, bike trails, parks, playgrounds, and we'll have a fitness center and a sports and recreation center. They even have an internet so we can find a babysitter in the neighborhood.
All that and the chance to win free entertainment for a year?
Honey, where are you going?
To call the sitter. Let's take that drive out to Heritage.
Visit Heritage in June and register to win a year's worth of free entertainment. Just north of Loop 820 and east of I-35 off Heritage Trace Parkway. Heritage, a Hillwood residential community from the 130s to the 350s. See our ad in Sunday Star Telegram or visit us at alliancetexas.com.
I'm Tommy Daniels. Shaq taking a page out of Keyshawn's book. Details next.
Are we clear? The mighty, mighty pickup truck, of which I have owned for the last couple of years, and when Toyota said, hey, dude, come test drive one of ours, I'm like, eh, whatever, same thing, pickup. Not so, my friend, not so. The Toyota Tundra is massive, first off, and people think, well, I got to own me a Chevy or a Ford if I'm going to get me a pickup truck. It's not true. Check out the Toyota Tundra. It's big, it's powerful, it's named Consumer Digest Best Buy. And it's wider and longer than the Ford F-150 with more payload capacity than the Nissan Titan. So that proves it's big. And another proof that it's huge, you can fit five giant humans. Two in the front, three in the back, and they got lots of leg room.
Field dress?
Lots of wiggle room. You can field dress them. Yes, you can do whatever you want. The Tundra's a big one. If you want to go a little bit smaller, go with the Tacoma, which has the highest retained value according to IntelliChoice, and the lowest cost of ownership in its class.
Hey, Corby.
Hey. Who's this?
IntelliChoice.
How's it going?
I guess pretty good.
Hey, good. Good to hear from you.
I got a piece of yarn. I find it down there on that trail.
Right. Well.
Down by the park.
It's hey, good. Chad. It's good. You're cruising around your Tacoma,
yeah.
IntelliChoice. So check out the Tundra or the Tacoma. Anywhere that you see the big Toyota sign. P1's in Irving, go see the greatness of David Shoemaker at Toyota of Irving. Or if you're in Arlington, go see Sean Swenson.
I'm David.
I'm a shoemaker.
At Don Davis Toyota. Get the feeling with Toyota.
This is the ticket.
Ticker brought to you by Wolverine DuraShock Foods. The NBA playoffs are better than expected, with the surprising Pistons leading the series 2-1 over the Lakers. Needless to say, Shaq wasn't in the best of moods yesterday, as he was spreading the same message that Keyshawn did. Get me the damn ball.
I've always said that if our team's going to play machine coverage, got to make them pay. And we haven't made this team pay yet.
The Rangers sent 2-3 Ryan Preece to the hill tonight against 7-1 Chris Carpenter. Another huge crowd expected in Arlington. First pitch is set for 7:05. Texas a game and a half behind the first place Angels in the American League West. At the Buick Classic, Freddie Couples holds a one-shot lead over a threesome that includes Vijay Singh. David Frost making a move on the leaderboard today. Frost is -2 through four holes. He's 6-under for the tournament. Our next ticker coming up at 11:50. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Tommy Daniels, reminding you to remember the time you spent listening to The Rant. 10 to noon, live from Summer Bash on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Bikini, beer, and bad music from the Ticket Time Wasters. The Dodge Chrysler Jeep Summer Bash, today at Lloyd Park in Grand Prairie. Presented by AT&T Wireless and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's 11:35 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Rant, broadcasting live from Summer Bash at Joe Pool Lake. It's the once-in-a-year opportunity for you to come out and spend a nice summer day with the Ticket team. Everyone's going to be here. The Hardline, Dunham Miller Bad Radio, Richard Hunter will be out here.
Yeah, come on for that.
I guess Tim Matthews will be out here.
No, I doubt it.
Anyway, so it's a big time. We've got tons of events for you, the P1. We've got rock climbing. We've got the bouncy chamber out there for the kids. We've got an improv beach out here in front of the stage where the Ticket Time Wasters will play at 7:30 tonight.
Let's thank a few of our sponsors while we're here, Gordon.
Absolutely, Corby.
Suntime Pool Spa and Patio, AT&T Wireless, U.S. Tobacco, or Us Tobacco, Coors Light, Chaps Hamburger Cafe.
Oh, really? That's what I need.
Where's that?
Bluebell Ice Cream. Right, I see there. Their truck right out there. They're churning their own ice cream as we speak.
Yep.
Echo. And Echo Lawn and Garden Equipment.
Hey there, Corby.
Hey, Echo guy.
We're part of the Bunny Men.
Oh, Echo and the Bunny Men.
Yeah, we're still looking for him. He left us high and dry.
A Greco?
Oh, that's right.
Innovative Plumbing, the Texas Motor
Plumbing. Hey, I've used Innovative Plumbing. Those are good guys. They do good work. They can install a water heater for you. Oh, that's not what I got done.
Arby's?
In very innovative ways.
Yeah.
You know, when Arby's...
Yeah, my piping is on the exterior of my house, but it's good work.
Arby's and Tanglewood Golf Club.
I love me Arby's.
The Dodge Chrysler Group.
Where's Arby's? Are they out here?
Man's Best Friend.
Okay.
So, thank you to everyone, because without them, there would be no me.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Corby. And we had an odd incident happen on Thursday morning.
You guys are calling this odd. This is not that weird.
So it was on the George W. Bush Turnpike over Central Expressway in Plano.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Mercedes parked on the shoulder, door open, driver's side window smashed out. Outside the car, over the little 2-foot wall there that holds the cars in from flying off onto Central Expressway, there's a man fighting with a woman, and he's trying to push her off the bridge. She is struggling like all get out to save her life. Another car stops, and they start walking towards the guy, and they think he had her dangling over the edge. He was holding on to her, dangling her over the edge. She's 21, he's 30, and he lets her go. She falls 85 feet down to Central Expressway, splats on the hood of a car.
On the southbound side.
On the southbound side.
A moving car?
Moving car. Splats on that car, rides on that car for a little bit, falls off onto the roadway at, you know, I'm assuming highway speeds, 90 miles, you know, 70 miles an hour or so, and then gets hit and run over by another car. The man is standing up on the bridge overlooking all this, watching his handiwork, turns and sees that some other people are approaching him. He's 30 years old. He just decides, screw it, I'll do it too. And he just sails over the edge, 85 feet down.
And he died instantly?
No, he actually was taken to Parkland Hospital. She died there at the scene.
But he's dead now.
He's dead.
Now, did he get hit by a car or did he just hit the pavement?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
What a bastard.
Well, I don't think you should call her that. She was a victim here.
Him.
Oh.
You know, I can understand...
How could it get that bad? On the road!
I can understand the suicide after the murder, though.
Why?
Just, you have that rush of adrenaline, and you know, just go insane, and you kill somebody, and then, in that immediate aftermath, you're like, what did I do? You know, my life, not only did I kill this person, my life is ruined.
So then you just go, oh, good God, and you swallow the pistol.
Yeah. You just don't see any other way out, and you just figure, okay, well, I come this far, I may as well finish the job.
What would you do?
I think in his mind, he was thinking, as he saw those people approaching, all right, this is it. I'm going to be in jail forever, or I'm going to get the death penalty, and I'm going to be viewed as this sick, sick, disgusting human being until I die. Nothing good is going to come out of my life in the next 5 years while I'm sitting on death row. I'm going to end it right here.
Hey, but he had a Mercedes.
Yeah, he had that to live for. Superficial Dave sees a silver lining here.
I just don't understand how things could get
He'd have to get that window fixed.
Yeah.
I don't think he'd be driving it anymore.
Maybe that's why he did it.
It's like going to drive himself to jail. But how could it get that bad on the highway to the point where you kill someone?
Yeah. You never argued with your wife on the highway?
Yeah, there were
eyewitnesses
that said they saw them arguing in the car.
Yeah.
How could an argument lead to that?
See, you know what?
Why don't you break up with her?
Do you think he...
That's no fun.
Do you think
breaking up's hard to do.
Do Do you think he punched out the window?
Maybe.
Like in a fit of rage. Crack.
You know what I think probably happened? He's probably trying to drag her out of the car. I'm going to throw you over this thing. And she's got her feet, and she kicks the window out.
That's your theory?
Yes. I don't think he was so pissed off that he punched the window out. I think he physically dragged her out of the car, and in her fight to get away, she kicked the window out.
You know, this made national news, too.
Did it?
Yeah.
You just wonder what goes so wrong.
I don't know.
Why do you say that this incident is so bad that nothing else is worth living for if I can't control this particular woman right now?
Yeah,
right.
I don't understand how people get so consumed with
their own doo-doo. What? I'm sorry, go ahead. You were saying something.
I wasn't going with their own doo-doo. With what they have, with what they have in the present, that they can't look forward 10 minutes and think, all right, if we just, you know, let's just calm this down and, you know what, we're not meant to be and let's break up or whatever.
Yeah, if she drives you that crazy, just get rid of her.
Well, that's what his theory was.
Well, literally. I mean, just break up with her. No, I'm saying
don't agree with the guy. Yeah, just end it. Just, okay, I've had enough. I'll get through this. I got my Mercedes. You know, things are going okay.
I'm paying for the window, and we'll be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's only 30, and she's 21.
That's too big of an age difference, by the way.
Is it?
Yes. Especially at that age, because she's a kid. Obviously, he had his priorities out of whack, and he wasn't an adult.
Not every 21-year-old is the same, though.
Every 21-year-old is a kid.
Yeah,
that's not true.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Let's look at the three of us.
We are not good examples, Corby.
Why aren't we? I think we're a nice cross-section of America. I'm Indian, Dave, you're adopted, and you're white, Gordon.
That's right.
So there you go.
By God.
You were an idiot.
Don't point to Dave like
that. I'm pointing at you.
But girls mature faster than guys. So a 21-year-old girl is potentially more mature than a 21-year-old.
Yeah, she'll have breasts and everything. The guys won't have it by 21.
I don't think we're going to physically, like the sex organs.
Oh.
It's disturbing, man. Can you imagine?
I want to know how I was an idiot. I was very mature. I'd already started my career.
As a movie projectionist?
No, as a ticket.
Okay.
It's pretty responsible. I have the same job now that I had then. I'd obviously made a, you know, I thought it out and made a wise career choice.
Yeah, you had really thought it out. You were really on the fast track.
Has anything changed mentally in your life in the last 12 years?
No.
Not a thing?
Uh-uh.
Same guy.
What was Dave like at 21? He's still the same as he was at 21.
Vomiting in bushes.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing's really
changed. How was last night's performance any different than the idiocy you participated in when you were 21?
Yeah, I'm exactly the same, I think.
Well, I'm not.
How are you different? Now that you're the quarter snake, we're supposed to respect you.
You know what? My life really hadn't changed that much. I think the only thing that's changed is instead of going to...
Instead of cuddling with Whitney or cuddling with Julie?
Well, there's that. But then I have better vacations. I take better vacations. That's the only difference. I don't eat better. There's no difference in my life.
Well, what was your big argument? I thought your whole argument was that
you drive a free Tundra.
That we were all so much more mature now than we were 21.
Well, you guys backed me into a corner, and now I'm wrong.
Yeah, you're buying Tundras all the time?
Yeah, true. Well, think about this, though. Think about how scarred you'd be if you were that person driving, just cruising along.
Oh, I know.
I'm going to pop in my U2 CD, and I love driving. Boom! And you're the one who plugs that girl 60 feet.
Oh, yeah.
Would you ever get over that?
I don't know. I haven't gone through it, so I don't know. And I also don't have an infinite amount of time to conduct the experiment.
Well, I'm not asking you to actually conduct the experiment.
You know, a friend of mine was, we were talking about this.
Manny?
No.
Who is it? Joel?
Okay. No, it's actually a female.
Oh.
This girl, Sherry.
Well, you haven't told us about her.
Sherry.
She's dating my friend Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
That's seedy.
So, anyway, she was on 75 on Thursday, but she got on to 75 just south of the George Bush. And so, you know, 75 was totally closed, And so she gets on, you know, from the access road, and she's the only car on the road. And she's like, God, what is going on? This is crazy, but it's great. Hey, there's no traffic. Good for me. She had no idea.
She was celebrating the death.
Yeah. She had no idea that
she went to hell for that.
It took two deaths to convenience her that day.
Yeah, I can't imagine how long that backup was. Because they shut the entire highway down.
Oh, I'm sure it was all the way.
I wonder if they shut the bush down, too. You know, I mean, that's a crime scene. That's the bush part was. Well, the highway, I'm saying, Gordon. Stop smiling at me. That's how you haven't changed, right there. That same creepy smile came to your face when I said bush.
That,
What,
should I say something?
Yeah. Oh, it's just scrambling through my head. What am I going to say now? What funny joke?
Up in the car, a snake said. All right, well, coming up next, we'll try to find out all the things.
That's empty.
The Ticket, your home for big.
Bobby Knight joins us.
John Hart.
Fran Tarkenton.
Dave. Drew Pearson with us here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yes.
Yvonne Pudge Rodriguez.
Bernie Jenkins.
Evander Holyfield.
Big name guests and the guys you want to hang out with. Ticket Tickers every 20 minutes at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. Dallas-Fort Worth's original all-sports station. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
TheTicket.com.
What you getting your dad for Father's Day?
A calculator wristwatch, see?
How productive he'll be. I got mine this, the Palm One Trio 600 from AT&T Wireless. He'll be able to access emails, make and receive phone calls, browse the wireless web, take and send pictures, and it's Palm-powered so he can manage his calendar. And because it's on the AT&T Wireless network, I'll be giving him these, too.
Wow, pretty impressive signal bars.
Yep, with double the GSM GPRS coverage, you'll be able to do more and more places with these.
And bingo, right? Yeah. How are you going to wrap them?
Get the Trio 600 on our best network ever and save $100 after instant rebate. Start with a mobile data plan at $19.99, then add our GSM America National $39.99 calling plan. You'll get hundreds of anytime minutes plus nationwide long distance and no roaming charges coast to coast. The Trio 600 is available now at all AT&T wireless stores or call 1-866-4AWS-B2B. How many bars do you have?
$36 activation and $175 early termination fees OAC. Coverage includes own and roam areas. $1.75 monthly regulatory program is fee and other charges and restrictions apply.
Silver City, the club for men, voted best club in the South and awarded best entertainers for 2003. Come join us for lunch at Silver City from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Now featuring a $6 gourmet lunch menu. $10 steak and shrimp all day Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Come see me. 350 domestic beers and 375 shot specials. Can't make it in for lunch or stuck in traffic? Stop by for happy hour from 4 to 7 and enjoy our complimentary buffet.
Come see me.
And did we mention the most beautiful entertainers around?
Ooh, yeah.
Remember, no cover charge all day. Silver City is conveniently located on the northwest corner of I-35 and Mockingbird. 6 minutes from downtown, uptown, North Dallas, and the surrounding city. For more information, call 214-689-8989 or visit us at SilverCityClub.com. Silver City is a private club. Free membership available.
Come see me at Silver City.
Yeah, baby.
My grandfather was a builder, a craftsman.
He built this house.
He always said, when you build, build to last.
So with our first kid on the way,
and us needing this addition,
we went to Lowe's.
Your home, your ideas, and the freedom to express them. At Lowe's, we make it easy. No matter what you plan to build, Lowe's Home Improvement Warehouse has a huge selection of professional-grade building materials.
Whoever says they don't build them like they used to isn't using the right wood.
Only Lowe's has top-choice lumber, prime-grade and center-cut, with four clean sides for better building. And at Lowe's, we have low prices every day, guaranteed. That's our promise.
Do you think your grandfather would be surprised that his house would last four generations?
He'd be happy, not surprised.
Lowe's, improving home improvement.
Come to Lowe's today for this amazing Father's Day credit offer. Ask for special financing for 12 months on any purchase of $2.99 or more on your Lowe's consumer card from June 12th to June 20th. See store for special financing details. Lowe's, improving home improvement.
I'm Tommy Daniels, the Rangers, hoping to keep it under a touchdown. We'll talk about that next on the Ticket.
NTB, National Tire and Battery. It is our belief that today, NTB has the finest tire and service facilities in the entire United States. NTB offers Michelin, Pirelli, BF Goodrich, Uniroyal, Goodyear, and more. Tire prices start at $16.99. There's Monroe Shocks, Pennzoil Oil, Ray Bestis Brakes, and Exide Batteries. Our technicians are professionals, providing oil changes, alignment, balance, brake jobs, doing them right the first time. Name brand tires are guaranteed to cost less at NTB than at any other tire store, or your tires are free. At NTB, you deal with the finest and most customer-caring tire and service company in America. For your nearest NTB store, phone 1-800-NEW-TIRE. NTB, we ask only a chance to earn your business.
The Ticket. Ticket, ticket.
Looked even in their series with the Cardinals tonight at the ballpark. Texas sends Ryan Dries to the hill against former Ranger Chris Carpenter. First pitch is set for 7:05. The Indy race makes a stop in Fort Worth tonight at the Motor Speedway. Plano's own Greg Ray is hoping for a little more home court advantage in home cooking. Ray talked with Norm earlier this week about the greatness of the IRL team.
Excellent driver, but I think you have to put yourself in a position of networking with people and companies and teams. There's a lot of politics in the sport.
The Rough Riders leave the friendly confines of the Dr. Pepper 7-Up ballpark for the Alamo City. Today, Frisco opens a series against the Missions in San Antonio. The Bird is home tonight to New England at the Cotton Bowl. They get underway at 7:30. Our next ticker coming up at 12:10 with Layla, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Tommy Daniels, reminding you to remember the time you spent listening to The Rant, live from Summer Batch, 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Dan Volleyball and his Jet Budget Time Wasters at the Dodge Chrysler Jeep Summer Bash. Today from noon till 9 at Joe Pool Lake. Brought to you by Coors Light, AT&T Wireless, and Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Sometimes lovers meet, sometimes lovers never make it. Cause lovers, when they die, they only wanna fake it. And that's why love is like the back of my hand on Broadway Street. Love is like the place that we're never gonna meet.
Huh.
Kill me once, kill me twice, kill me.
Gordon, I'm singing the song.
You're listening to Corby Davidson.
Are you going to steal that song for Julie's Cloud, or are you going to let Gordon solo?
Well, I don't understand the band named Julie's Cloud.
I told you I named it after the only celestial body that I could see directly above me that would remind me of my loving wife.
Well, I don't think a cloud is
and
a
look,
celestial body.
It looks
more
just like
a weather pattern.
Whatever. Grow up. So Dave has some breaking information.
No, I want you to do more of the song that you wrote about the guy who pushed the woman off the bridge on the Central Expressway.
And well, maybe you can dedicate it to the family.
Yeah.
No, I'm gonna keep that one in me.
No, I want you to go ahead and reissue what you described her as.
Well, I was reading, because Dave was reading out of the paper exactly what her family described her as, pretty and sweet.
Uh-huh.
He was...
Yeah, sure, those were in your lyrics.
There was
other things too, though.
He was rich and nasty.
Yeah. So sing it.
I can't remember the words.
You know, if you get the Dallas Morning News... turn to the front page of the Metro section and just look at what a Rick with a P this guy was. You just tell by looking at his picture.
He was apparently from a lot of money. He was a tennis player at SMU.
Yeah, he went to SMU in the early 90s and was a tennis player there. And he met this girl when he was 25, or when he was 24 and she was 15. She worked at Boston Market. He used to go in there and, I guess, order food from her and flirt with her, and then eventually seduced her.
She was working at a fast food restaurant today. He came in and said, hey, what's up, and hey again.
You're not real good at freestyling.
No, I'm not.
Go ahead, talk about how you described her as that two-word phrase, and the first word was pavement.
No, I'm not. That was within song. I'm not going to...
Oh, okay. That was
within
song.
Song.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, no offense to the Orientals on this one.
Right.
He looks like the biggest jerk in the world in his picture.
So what are the extra details, David? He punched out... It was her Mercedes.
Yeah.
It
was her Mercedes that he had bought for her, and they lived at the Amley at Knox Henderson Apartments. which if you're familiar with Dallas, it's on the Knox side, right behind like the Crate and Barrel. And so they have a fight in the apartment. They take the fight outside. He punches out the window of the car to get in the car.
Who does that?
Me.
Who and punches out windows?
And he takes her and shoves her from the driver's side over to the passenger seat and then takes off and heads up to the bush. I don't know if he, like, planned to push her off or if that was just
a
convenient
crime of passion, obviously.
Well, he should be able to get off then.
Well, he's dead.
Oh. That's Ring of Honor?
Well, he never played for the Cowboys.
Yeah, are you speaking to one owner and one owner only right now?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. That is just an incredible story, and it's a story that the ticket will certainly continue to follow.
I can't believe this guy was an SMU student, and he said...
Why is that so shocking to you?
Well, because normally... You
think everything's associated with minorities, don't you? Any crime is associated with a minority, in your opinion.
No. I just want to know the last time an SMU tennis player
pushed
freaked
his girlfriend
out,
off of
yeah,
overpass.
Flipped out.
Probably never.
Yeah.
You know, they said they had some quotes in the story from his
love is like a
tennis coach.
Play. Go ahead.
They said that that he had kind of McEnroe-type tantrums on the tennis court and that his anger nearly derailed his tennis career.
Hero was Johnny McEnroe today.
And he also had
Hero
a
was.
He also had a restraining
McEnroe
order.
Today.
Tennis was the game that he used to like to play.
This guy had a history of violence.
He used to like to play.
He used to go to Boston Market every day.
He used to go to Boston Market every day.
And that's where he met his girlfriend, made of hay.
Everything's really a simple rhyme, isn't it?
And the tune seems to just repeat itself over and over again.
Yeah, there's no real hook.
And that's why love is like the back of my hand.
Huh.
I want everyone to know that Corby is here 2 days after they took the spatula to those people.
Whoa! Hey!
You have already done a comedic song about this.
It's not a comedic song. Dave asked me to write some lyrics for it, and I'm struggling with it right now.
I asked no such thing.
You wrote the music. You were out there with your guitar earlier playing it.
I have respect for the families, Corby.
Love is at the back of my hand. See? Catchy.
All right. Coming up next, we have...
Ticket Sports Saturday.
Ticket Sports Saturday, which is going to take over and keep you up to date about all the goings-on in sports. And the news, you know, if something big happens in the news, the ticket's not afraid to break in.
Hey.
Like when...
You know, because basically what we are, we're not so much a single-purpose kind of station, although we have a focus on sports.
We're your pop culture barometer.
Yeah, we're just like you and your buddies. You love sports, but other things in the news interest you as well, and you like to joke around. We're you on the radio, is what we like to call ourselves.
Somebody eat the chicken at Boston Market.
As Corby continues working on his song, for David Lane, I'm Gordon Keith.
The thing we would go to the trees and
see you out here for the summer bash at Joe Pool Lake.
I bought you that Mercedes, woman. I can't believe you don't want it now. Where's the rhyme? There's no rhyme scheme.
Oh.
Not everything has to rhyme, Corby. That's your idiotic mind.
Uh-huh.
Is The Ticket, KGTK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger's. This is The Ticket. Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket is KTDK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sherman-Denison, and KTDK Sanger. You're listening to Ticket Sports Saturday with all the scores and stories every 20 minutes on our ticket tickers at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Big name guests and up-to-the-second information on the biggest sports events of the day. Plus, our patented hot sports opinions from all the ticket hosts. Live from Dallas-Fort Worth, the best and the most coverage of our teams and our town. Ticket Sports Saturday, exclusively on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is Ticket Sports Saturday.
It is 12:02 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Good afternoon. I'm Rich Phillips. Rich?
Good afternoon. I'm Kevin Scott. This proves that we can go on location with Ticket Sports Saturday.
Absolutely. We are going to be out here for 4 hours today, and out here is at the Tickets Summer Bash. It's going on all day today out here at Lloyd Park in Grand Prairie. It's on Joe Pohl Lake, and it's real easy to get to, man. You go down south on 360.
Why'd you call me cussing then?
Huh? I didn't call you cussing about anything. You go south on 360, pass I-20, and you can't miss it. When you get to Raglan, you hang a left and drive right on in here to Lloyd Park at Joe Pohl Lake. And we'll be out here again until 4 o'clock today, and then some roundtables after that. And throughout the show today, it's kind of a modified Ticket Sports Saturday today, where we'll have all your favorite ticket talk show hosts are going to join us throughout the day today to talk about their sports specialties.
All your favorite?
Yeah.
Because I love Kurt Menefee back in the day.
Well, no, a current one.
Oh.
That's the current.
Yeah, can I make an observation quickly?
You sound
a little under the weather. You okay? You feel
a little slow today.
You feel a little stoved up?
Not stoved up, just slow. Just a little slow today.
And you're always slow.
Yeah, I had...